That light blue, Carolina blue if you're from North Carolina, Citadel blue if you're from the low country of South Carolina. Either way, a light blue with the E and the hook on the front. So, some new uniform changes for the Elizabethan River Riders tonight. They look to get back on track after dropping a game to the Princeton Whistle Pigs. Glad to have you with us on the Fly Boys Broadcasting Network. The solid little crowd has come in here to watch the Fly Boys back at home. Last time Fly Boys were at home, 4,612 Fly Boy faithful came out, and we are glad they did. Man, well, that crowd not as big tonight, still a great crowd out here tonight. Still time to come down over to Pioneer Park on the campus of Tuscaloosa University if you want to see some great baseball. Brendan Jones will step in. Libero gets set. We are underway. First pitch from Libero. Fires is high for a ball. 1-0. First pitch right before 7:01 p.m. Glad to have you with us. Fly Boys Broadcasting Network for this West Division matchup. Jones batting 284 on the season. Pitch from Libero is fouled off to the netting. It's 1-1. Jones does have two home runs, has some power. And the only Elizabethan batter hit a home run at this ballpark was Avery Owusu-Asiadu, who's not in the lineup today, but that'll probably change tomorrow. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Hit sky high into the air. Diaz going to run over. Now Will Brown's going to run over, and it drops behind Diaz. That's going to be a hit. A little bloop single as Diaz couldn't find it in the sun. And Brendan Jones reaches on a little blooper that Diaz just couldn't find. Well, the sun's still out on setting toward the right side of the field, as you can see if you're watching the video stream. And luckily for Jones, it drops, and he's on base with a leadoff single for Peyton Basler. So that's tough luck for the Fly Boys, as that one misses high for a ball, 1-0. That one just blooped in there. Diaz was running all over the place trying to find that ball and just couldn't find it. It lands right behind him. Here's the 1-0 pitch to Basler. Swing and a miss, 1-1. Basler's a great defensive player. He's batting .311 on the year, so he's gotten that average up. I feel like if he was more of a consistent hitter, he has some nights where he just has some 0 for nights, but then he can explode for some RBI singles and score himself. If he can find that consistency, he'll be a great player. That was front of the first. One and one to Basler now. And nobody out after the little bloop single by Jones. Fish from Libero. That one is high outside, 2-1. Libero is a ground ball pitcher for sure. Will not blow it by you by any means. He's going to try to get the ground ball. Ground ball here would be a great double play opportunity for the Fly Boys. 2-1, Jones takes off. That one, it misses. Fires to Brown, the Canyon Brown, and that's stolen base for Jones. Canyon Brown throws the Will Brown and a little offline. And now it's a 3-1 count to Basler. With Jones in scoring position and nobody out. 3-1 pitch coming from Jack Libero Jr. Nobody out. John Jones at second. Here's a pitch. Allen's hit over toward the bullpen and land foul territory, and the count runs full. That was a little bit late on that one. So count runs full. Nobody out for Basler. Runner at second is Jones. Barrio checks on Jones, and that'll fire. Payoff pitch is in there. Called in the corner. Strike three. Looking. First strike out of the game for Jack Libero Jr. Called right on the corner. and sneaks in there, and it must have just sneaked in there because that pitch may have drifted a little outside. Might have been a good frame job by Brown, but regardless, Liberia gets his first out of the ball game for Harrison Rogers. Rogers, the Colorado Mesa product, batting 305 on the season. He's gotten on base 22 games in a row. He's been consistent for the River Riders this year. That pitch is missing low for a ball and up. So you got a lefty on lefty here. Interesting to see how Liberia comes out. Rogers. I just love to bring home Jones and give an early 1-0 lead to the River Riders. The 1-0 gets in the strike zone 1-1. Rogers is going to be up for that All-Star talk at the Appy League Pro Day. Rogers had a heck of a day. Batted very well in the batting portion of the Appy League Pro Day at Truist Park in Charlotte, North Carolina last week, the 1-1. Chopped up the middle toward Will Brown. It gets by him. And tripping over the third base path was Jones, and Jones would have scored if he wouldn't have fallen down flat on his face. Sniper got him. As Jones was trying to round third and just fell flat on his face, so instead of an RBI single, it's just a single for Rogers. And that may come back to haunt the River Riders. As Jeremy Owens laughing with him about it. As that one, he just fell down flat on his face. That Jones was trying to round third, and he just face-planted. Got back in time for a throw to be made, but Rogers continues on base streak, 23 games in a row, and now runs at the corners with just one out for the River Riders. Pitch to Isaac Williams, misses for a ball, 1-0. Williams batting 329, and Williams here has had a couple of RBIs this season at this ballpark, so he knows exactly where to hit the ball and bring in some runs for the River Riders at Pioneer Park for sure. They've taken two wins at this stadium in the series. That one misses low, 2-0. So Liberia is kind of moving around the strikes in a bit. 14 pitches, 7 strikes. Has the one strikeout, but has also given up 2 hits today, 2 singles. They're going to check on Rogers. Back to Laliberte, and Rogers has been there safely. The crowd still filing in the Pioneer Park, but right now Elizabethan in control. Runners at the corners and just one out. This pitch to Williams gets in there for a strike. That one looked a little low. Similar spot to the called strike 3 to Basler. That one looked very low in the strike zone, but regardless, it's 2-1. May have been a little low. May have just gotten the corner. Here's a 2-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Throw back over the first. That's a dangerous throw by Brown because if that one skips by Laliberte, coming in the score is Jones, but good stop by Laliberte. So you have a guy who normally plays catcher and Laliberte playing first base. So interesting to see how he does today at that position. 2-2 of one out to Isaac Williams. Here in the top of the first inning, no score. 2-2. That one just misses outside, and now the count runs full. Liberia had the call there, but that one just missed outside, and count runs full. Second batter of the inning, they have a full count. It's already 17 pitches for Jack Liberio in this first inning. Payoff pitch. Rogers is going to take off. That one's chopped up the middle toward Brown. Gets over Brown's head. Only play he has. The first throws it in time. Makes the play, but the run scores on the RBI ground out. That's a great play by Brown. But if you're the River Riders, you'll take the run scoring off the ground out. And it's a 1-0 lead for the River Riders. So that's a heck of a play by Brown to make sure that one doesn't go to the outfield. But you'll trade that off you to River Riders. Now a running scoring position for Morgan Calopi. Calopi will step on in. Liberio takes a look back at Rogers at second. Hit and run was pulled off to perfection by Williams. So he gets the RBI ground out. 1-0 lead for the River Riders. Calopi batting 136 in the season. Has got a lot of power, but really definition of a power hitter. First pitch is in there for a strike. 0-1. Here's the 0-1 to Calopi. In the dirt. Watches it go by 1-1. Top of the first inning after the RBI ground out by Isaac Williams. So Will Brown extended the arm, couldn't get the out at second base, but got the out over at first. 1-1. That one's hit right toward Will. Brown picks it up, fires to first base, and makes the play. But Elizabeth scores a run. Welcome back, Will Brown. He's made a couple of good defensive plays this inning. It's a 1-0 lead, however, for the River Riders. Fly Boys will get their chance to bat when we return here on the Fly Boys Broadcast Network.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hey guys, it's me, Isabella Gomez, filling in for Smokey Bear because he's got more to say than just...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Like, if you're outside enjoying a barbecue, don't let a hamburger distract you from fire safety. Make sure you aren't dumping your hot coals or ashes onto the ground because that could start a wildfire. So take wildfire prevention seriously and let's save the world one day at a time. Juntos con Smokey Bear, podemos hacerlo. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Heading to the bottom of the first, Elizabeth up 1-0, and that's a good cushion for Colin Roffermel. Comes in out of Kansas State. 2-3 record with an ERA of 4, 18 innings pitched. He has walked 11, struck out 22. Mounting a batting average of 257, 161 whip. Roffermel, his last time out was... We will get you his stat line. Colin Roffermel, last time out was against Kingsport back on July 2nd. Went four innings, gave up three hits, two runs. One of those were earned. Walked three and struck out three. Also hit a batter. He did take the loss back on June 25th here at Pioneer Park, an 11-1 loss. 11-1 win for Greenville. As he went four innings, gave up four hits, three runs, including two homers, and struck out six. So, see if Roffermel has a better outing tonight against... One of those, Miles Smith steps in. That one's outside 1-0. Smith batting 319 on the season. And that's 1-0. That one's at high in the air toward the left field. It'll hang up in the air. Isaac Williams sends Anipa in the shade. Makes the catch on the run. Good awareness by Williams to run over there, and there's one away. Here comes Cameron Laliberte. He plays first base today. Laliberte, his first home run of the season. Up at Burlington. That made a 10-2 ball game at the time and kind of helped the Fly Boys get back into that one a little bit, but they ultimately fell 11-5. 423 on the season. First pitch swing goes to third base. Picked up, fires across the field, and in time, an infield single for Cameron LaLaberte. That was a tough play. Took a high hop to Peters. And an infield single for LaLaberte. And something going here for the Fly Boys. Here in the top of the, here in the bottom of the first inning. Jack O'Reilly will step in now. Had the only hit of the game last night, an infield single against Burlington. Looking to get another one here and possibly bring around LaLaberte. That one misses for a ball 1-0. Here's the 1-0 pitch. One out to O'Reilly. That one's fouled off the top of the concourse, 1-1. O'Reilly batting 270 on the year. It's been tough for the offenses as of late for the Fly Boys. O'Reilly gets set 1-1. 1-1 pitch. LaLaberte fallout taking off. That's up the end of the bat. Going to be a tough play for the center fielder. He won't get to it. Goes all the way to the wall. LaLaberte is rounding second. He's going to hold up at third. That is a one-out double. Now LaLaberte overruns third, but gets back in time. And that's a two-out double for Jack O'Reilly. Or one-out double for Jack O'Reilly. And there's runners already at second and third with just one out for Ian Daugherty. Daugherty will step in and has a pair of runners in scoring position. Sac fly still in effect. Chance for the Fly Boys to tie this one up, down 1-0. Just one out here in the bottom of the first inning. Daugherty batting 240 on the year. Also has four home runs to lead the team. Hit a home run against Elizabeth in the last time these two teams played. That was the only run scored, however, as Elizabeth then won 7-3, scored 7 unanswered against the River Riders. Here's the 1-0. Time outside, 2-0. On deck is Aiden Kennedy. For the Fly Boys. 2-0 come from Roffermel. Runs at second and third and one out. Greenville, that one swung on and missed. That's a great pitch from Roffermel. Blew it right by him. It's 2-1. So a Daugherty does here with 2-1 count and one away. One out. Where's that second and third? 2-1, that's hit off the end of the bat. Foul. 2-2. So Roffermel's able to battle back and get himself into a good situation here. Strikeout would take away the sacrifice and give a chance for Elizabeth to get out of this inning unscathed, up 1-0. Here's a 2-2 pitch as Daugherty steps back in to Roffermel. 2-2. Well outside count, runs full. Roffermel in danger of walking the bases loaded. So 3-2 coming. With one out to Ian Daugherty. Roffermel fires. Well outside, that's a ball. And that's the bases are loaded now with just one out for Aiden Kennedy. So Aiden Kennedy steps in. He had a sack fly against Bluefield. And then came around to score off of one later in that game as well. So looking to get something going here. Bases loaded, one out. Kennedy. Looks at the first pitch from Roffman there for a strike, 0-1. Kennedy batting 243 on the season. Anything to the outfield is going to score LaLaberte, and speed of O'Reilly. He's going to try to go to make it a 2-1 lead. That one's fouled off by Canada toward the berm and toward the bullpen of Elizabethton. It's 1-1. Or 0-2, pardon me. So Rafael's up 0-2 now. Strikeout here takes away the sacrifice. Again, double play within the inning and keep the Fly Boys in check. Elizabethton leads it 1-0 with one out in the bottom of the first inning. 0-2 to Canada. That one's hit on a line. Will drop in the outfield. Well, Berte's going to score. O'Reilly's rounding third. The throw is cut off. That's a two RBI single for Aiden Canada. Now the Fly Boys lead it. So there's the offense the Fly Boys didn't have against Burlington. They have found it here early, up 2-1 now. We have one out for Alex Diaz. And Diaz has been on a tear as of late. A couple of RBIs to his credit, has a couple of runs scored. Look to continue his hot streak here. It's a pitch to Diaz. Check swing, and they're going to see if he went. And field umpire says Diaz went around 0-1. That one was high. I thought Diaz laid off of it, but they'll say he just went around. It's a 2-1 lead for the Fly Boys here. The bomb of the first inning. The 1-0. Diaz hits that one sky high toward right field. Hanging out underneath there is Calopi. He'll make the catch. Tagging up is Daugherty. A throw by Calopi is a great throw, but just a step too late. That's a great throw. Didn't even hop off the ground. That was right on the money to Ty Peters, but was just a little bit too late. Now there's two outs. Diaz productive as he does move Daugherty to third base. And Shamar Dalton steps in, and Dalton, he's had a rough go as of late. Dalton, he has been 0-for in his last three games, and a sack fly to his credit. That's it. So Richard hasn't had a hit in his last three ball games. First one's hit foul to the netting, 0-1. So now a 2-1 lead for the Fly Boys here in the bottom of the first inning. Runners at first and third. That one's fouled off and just foul tipped off the mitt of the catcher, Caden Phillips. Now 0-2. Dalton trying to get his first hit of the last three ball games. Had a sack fly against Bluefield. Since then, hasn't done a whole lot. Has a pair of silver sombreros in that time. Pals that one off, stays 0-2. Ball comes back in, almost clips Phillips back in the head again. It's out of the way. Dalton's average down to 277 now, looking to get off the schneid a bit. Looking to bring in some more runs. Runs at first and third, two outs. Here's the 0-2. Swing and a miss, strike three, Raphael. Gets the strikeout, goes off speed, but not before Aiden Canada. Two RBI single. Fly Boys have taken back the lead. We got an exciting one early here at Pioneer Park. Fly Boys up 2-1. Fly Boys Broadcasting Network.
You'd be amazed to learn what one Tennessee Lottery ticket can lead to. For you, it could be lucky, but for others, it could open the door to so much more. With more than $6 billion raised for education, the Tennessee Lottery has proudly funded over 1.5 million scholarships and grants. That means, on average, more than 130,000 Tennesseans every year continue their education just because you played. The Tennessee Education Lottery, game-changing, education-benefiting fun.
Mom's early Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard to take.
And when I left the oven on, we decided together that it was time to see a doctor and make a plan.
Early detection gave us more time to seek out information and support as a family.
If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. For more information, visit alz.org/timetotalk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Top of the second inning. Flyboys now up 2-1 thanks to Aiden Canada's 2-RBI single. So they retake the lead from the River Irish. Checking around the Appy League. And looks like Mother Nature hasn't caused any cancellations tonight or postponements. Princeton and Danville scoreless in the bottom of the second inning. Big time game up the road in Kingsport. Could be a preview of the Appalachian League Championship ball game. Kingsport and Burlington playing each other. Bottom of the first, Kingsport's up 1-0 already. Bluefield up on Pulaski 1-0 in top of the second. And in top of the second, Johnson City is up 3-0 on Bristol. Just been a tough year for Bristol. Trying to get something to celebrate there. Ty Peters will lead off. So that one gets in there for a strike, 0-1. Peters played at Liberty this past season, now transferring to Queens University of Charlotte in the South Atlantic Conference, so he'll be familiar with this ballpark. Queens made their first ever SAC tournament this past season. That was in the dirt for a ball, 1-1. Queens has only had a baseball team for roughly 3 years now, so having to deal with COVID and all of that. Really built some character on that Queens Royals team. Now getting a transfer from Liberty and Ty Peters, who has a solid arm on him. He's also pitched before. 1-1. Breaking ball. Goodness. What movement on that pitch. Get some oohs and ahs from the crowd on that one by Liberio. My goodness, that was nasty. Like I said, 1-2 now and in the top of the second inning. 1-2 from Liberio. Comes back with the fastball. And out misses high and outside 2-2. Here's got that curve. That is just absolutely disgusting at times. It is a fantastic pitch. 2-2. Hit off the end of the bat. Will drop in front of the right fielder, Dalton. And there's a leadoff single for Ty Peters. A little bit of a changeup that was hung a little high, and that's the mistakes you've seen from the pitchers for the Flyboys. They have good movement. Just been just leaving some pitches hanging. Have these Flyboy pitchers as plays. Of course, steps in, looks at first pitch strike. Corey, the big body from Maryland Eastern Shore. Betting 175 on the year is a great defensive player. Fire to first! Gushes! Peters off guard! What a play! Peters was not ready for that one at all! Jack Liberia, the quick movement over the first base, picks off Peters. That's one away. That's the third time this season Jack Liberia has picked off a runner at first base. And this time Peters was still standing when Laliberte tagged him out. There's one out here, just like that, in the top of the second. That one's off the end of the bat, same spot. It looks like a similar pitch that Peters hit off of. And instead of two on with nobody out, there's just one on with one out after the single by McCoy. So back-to-back singles, but they picked off to the Flyboys. Peters as Caden Phillips steps in. With one out as McCoy stands at first base. That one gets in their first strike, 0-1. That's a heck of a pickoff move by Jack Liberio Jr. to get the out. Here's the 0-1. Swing and a miss, 0-2 to Phillips. Phillips took a beating the last time he played at Pioneer Park. Got hit, we'll say inner thigh, just to get PG on the show here and leave for a little bit of an injury, but stayed in the game and came to bat in and then fouled one off his foot. 0-2. Three pitches, three strikes. There's strikeout number two for Liberio, and there's two away. Now bring up Marcus Sanders. You've gotten two hits this inning, but you get Peters picked off. And then McCoy gets and then the strikeout by Phillips. Instead of two on with one out, you have just one on with two out. Sanders, who's batting just 152 on the year. Allen gets in there for a strike. 0-1. Sanders is a 5.10 OPS on the year, so he does have that power within him. Throw back to first, and McCoy's back there in time. And I think it's hard to get McCoy out because of his long body. That's a big guy over at first base, one of the largest players in the Happy League, probably. The 0-1. Never a strike, 0-2. And now, Liberio is a strike away from getting out of this inning and getting back-to-back strikeouts. Liberio gets set. Here's the 0-2 to Sanders. Fires. That one's low, and it's 1-2. Thought about throwing it back to check on McCoy, but side against it. Top of the order, and Jones is on deck. Had a single game around to score. Love to get out of this inning before he has a chance to do any more damage. The 1-2. Swing and a miss as McCoy took off, but doesn't matter. That's back-to-back strikeouts. Liberio responsible for all three outs of that inning. Liberio starting to find his groove. We'll see if the offense for the Fly Boys can score again when we return. This is the Fly Boys Broadcasting Network.
Let's be honest. The National Symphony may not be in his future, but he wanted to try violin. So you said yes because you love him. And if you love him that much, love him enough to make sure he's buckled up and in the back seat. Find out more about keeping your kids safe in your vehicle at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Hey, you can't bring new hot instant games from the Tennessee Lottery into work.
Why? They got smoking hot top prizes. Hey, look, I won!
Oh, what have you done?
Huh, guess they were hotter than I thought!
Heat up your wallet with all new hot instant games from the Tennessee Lottery, and you can win scorching hot top prizes up to $500,000 only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun.
Please play responsibly.
2-1 lead for the Fly Boys here on a beautiful night at Pioneer Park. Dollar Monday. Got dollar concessions all night long. Tomorrow night is First Responder Night. So if you're a first responder, you will get in the ball game for absolutely free. So come on out tomorrow night. Get your tickets at flyboysbaseball.com. Canyon Brown will step in to lead off. Offermel back up. Second inning of Warwick Brown hits the first pitch. He sees sky on the air. Peters sails on even foul territory and makes the catch. One away. And so, for the first time since June 13th, we get to see Will Brown at the plate for Fly Boys. Will Brown bothering got a little heel issue. Cleared to compete today. Brown gets set. First at bat. Hits it up the middle. Welcome back, Will Brown. Will Brown's made a couple of defensive plays. And then gets a base hit in his first at bat back. So how about Will Brown? Productive in his first game back and gets a one out single. Stands on first base for Miles Smith. Smith, first pitch he saw, flew out to left field. As he has Will Brown over at first. First time Will Brown has gotten on base since June 13th. It's called strike in there, 0-1. Brown over at first. Smith settles in. Here's the pitch. That one's hit straight to center field. It's going to keep going, going, and a nice catch on the run by the center fielder, Brennan Jones. My goodness, what a play. Got the jump at the perfect time. Catches it over the shoulder. That's a phenomenal play by Brennan Jones. That's phenomenal. on the run, had to run all the way back toward the warning track, catches up the shoulder, makes the play, two outs for Cameron Laliberte. Laliberte with a single and came around to score his last time up. Looking to bring home another run. Here's a pitch, Laliberte in the dirt, 1-0. Want to count Laliberte, and he steps in. His team up 2-1 here in the bottom of the second inning. He'll step out, Laliberte, to call time. Sun's starting to set a little bit, getting behind that concourse. Infield in the shade, except for Basler stands at shortstop. Outfield still in the sun. 1-0, well outside, and that one's going to get right by the catcher, Phillips, and walking all the way up to second base is Brown, now in scoring position for Laliberte. With two outs and a 2-0 count. Laliberte a chance to increase this lead with a one swing of the bat. 2-0. Now one gets and strikes out and just got in there. Looked a little high, but snuck in at the last minute. Now 2-1. With two outs to Cameron Laliberte. Rothermel checks on Brown over at second. He's going to step off, call time. Pass ball allowed. Brown to get the second base. First game since June 13th for Will Brown. That one gets the edge of the strike zone. Now deuces wild to Laliberte. You can see we have a scoreboard graphic, and that's still working out the kinks of it, so we apologize if the count's a little behind, if the outs are a little behind, but we will have the score correct for sure for you here. Still working out some issues with our scorebot system. We apologize for the inconvenience. 2-1 is the correct score, however. 2-2. Laliberte holds off a great pitch there by Rothermel in the dirt, and Laliberte luckily holds off, and the count runs full. Brown at second. Laliberte steps in. Payoff pitch coming from Rothermel. Fires. Swing and a miss, strike three. He gets Laliberte the strikeout, swinging and ends the threat. So Will Brown, welcome back, gets his first hit in over almost a month. But Flyboys can't score. We add to the third inning. Flyboys up 2-1 on the Flyboys Broadcasting Network.
Not too cool for me. And in return, I reciprocate that sentiment. I'll never be too cool for you. I was a man with a plan, but now I'm a dad with a decree, and you can't take that from me. Please let it be noted that I told my job they can dock my pay. Right now it's just too important to take you to school every day. I want to be legendary for you. I want you to puff out your chest when you go to school the same way I do. I walk taller because of you, because I found everything to live for.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
There was a time when the best pork sausage came from a farm just down the road. A pork sausage so fresh, so flavorful, it always made breakfast the best meal of the day. You can still find that same farm fresh flavor today in every package of Swaggerty's Farm Premium Sausage. Made using only the finest cuts of 100% fresh pork with no fillers added. It's quite possibly the best tasting sausage in America. Now available at your local grocer.
Heading to the top of the third inning. Flyboys up 2-1 on the Elizabethan River Riders. Fans, the Flyboys are going to be back at home all this week, really, as they will be back home tomorrow and then have a three-game set Friday, Saturday, and Sunday against the Kingsport Axemen. When you're at the concession stand, get yourself a nice, juicy Elm Hill hot dog. As Elm Helm is the official hot dog of the Greenville Flyboys. Ain't much better than hot dogs and baseball here in the Appy League, especially if it's an Elm Helm hot dog at Pioneer Park. Brennan Jones will lead off. He had a single his last time up and then came around to score back in the first inning. Liberio is hit on the line. Foul. And it looked like it was going to be fair for a second, but nope, just goes foul. It's 0-1. Jones from Kansas State, part of a trio of players from Kansas State from the Wildcats playing tonight for the River Riders. Already 35 pitches for Liberio in this outing. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Gets in the first strike to Jones, 0-2. Jones going to have the battle here as Liberio struck out the last two batters he's faced, looking for strikeout number three in a row and number four of the game, the 0-2. That one's hit laser to the right field. It gets down. Good stop by Dalton to hold it to a single. That's back-to-back singles for Jones, however. Second hit of the ball game for him, and already the fifth hit of the game for the River Riders. That's Peyton Basler will step in. Basler struck out his last time up. You know, a guy that just needs to get a little more consistency at the plate. He has been solid for the most part of the season, back 307 and 832 OPS. Great defensive player, but consistency at times. It's been the issue for Basler. Pitch from Liberia gets in there for a strike, 0-1. Nobody out in the top of the third inning. The leadoff single by Jones. The leadoff batter has recorded a single for the River Riders in every single inning. Granted, we only played three as a pickoff. His first, and that was kind of the check Jones there. Jones did steal second. And then, of course, came around the score. Jones would come around the score on RBI single by Rogers, but face planted, rounding third base, got up and did score on an RBI ground out by Isaac Williams. That one just misses, and it just missed outside. They're not happy with that call, but did just miss high, and that's been consistently called by our umpires here today. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Iberia's going to check on Jones, and Jones a little bit slower getting back. Already picked off Peters. Peters was still standing up by the time Oliverte tagged him. And a great pickoff move by Jack Liberio Jr. He has now picked off three batters at first base this season. The 1-1. That one's hit toward right field. Dalton on his horse can't get there. Rounding second is Jones. Jones going to third base is going to hold up. And that is a double for Basler. Sixth hit of the ball game already for the River Riders. And they have runs at second and third with nobody out. So Basler, both of those hits, most of these hits have gone toward the right field side of the field. And just some changeups that Liberia has left hanging. Now, chance for Harrison Rogers. Anything to the outfield. If it gets down, it's going to probably score two. Sack fly would score one, of course, with Jones at third base. Down 2-1 here in the bottom, top of the third inning. That one's fouled off by Rogers, 0-1. Good for Canyon Brown. That was fouled off because Jones would have probably tried to score for sure. That was a wild pitch. Runs at second and third. Nobody out for Rogers. The 0-1 coming from Liberio. Fires. That one gets in there. Good movement on that pitch. Strike two, 0-2. Jones was down 0-2 as well and ended up pulling one to the right field. So see what happens here to Rogers. Beer ahead for the third straight batter in this inning. Time's going to get called by Rodgers. If Rodgers will reset. Rodgers wearing the, him and Bass are both wearing the high socks for Elizabethan. Here's the 0-2 pitch from Liberia. Fires. That one breaks outside and good for Rodgers' layoff. That was a nice curveball. That looked enticing, but Rodgers lays off and doesn't swing at it, and it's a ball 1-2. One-two pitch coming from Liberia. Fires. In the dirt, blocked by Brown. Good block from Brown. Brown, again, you look at the offensive numbers. Brown's offensive numbers aren't entirely flashy, batting 200 on the year, but is one of the best defensive catchers on this team, has gunned out six runners this season. He was a freshman All-American following his first season at North Carolina A&T. Five Division I catchers have been named for that list. Here's a 2-2 pitch from Liberia. That one finds corner strike zone. Call it strike three. That's the fourth strikeout of the ball game for Liberia, and there's one away with two runners on base for Isaac Williams. Now, Williams has the RBI ground out his last time up. That brought home Jones. Looks to do the same here, or possibly get a hit himself, and could give the River Riders the lead back. Down 2-1 with one out here in the top of the third inning. Williams will step in, fires from Liberia. That one's fouled off. 0-1. Looking around the rest of the Appy League, top of the fourth, Princeton and Danville are scoreless. Top of the third, Kingsport still holds a 1-0 lead on the Burlington Sock Puppets. Bluefield and Pulaski tied at 1 in the bottom of the second. And top of the third, Johnson City leads Bristol 3-2. State Liners trying to come back. Again, just been a tough year for Bristol. 2-1 lead here. 0-1 count on Isaac Williams with one out. Here's the 0-1 pitch to Isaac Williams. In there for a strike, 0-2. Liberia looking to get out of another jam. Trying to stay, or try to keep this a one-run lead and take away the sacrifice with another strikeout from Jack Liberio Jr. The 0-2 to Williams. Fires. Well outside, and 1-2. Williams does not swing at that one. Brown has to stand up to grab that one. Long pause as Liberia gets the call from Canyon Brown. Time's going to get called after a long pause. Standoff between Williams and Liberia. Wondering about pitchers available tonight. I'm 90% sure. I'll tell you what I just saw in the bullpen, or I think I just saw in the bullpen. Here's the 1-2. That one's up the end of the bat, foul, and stays 1-2. Riley Taylor, I think, was trying to kick a football, and I think he Charlie Browned it. I don't know why there's a football in the bullpen, but he is. Looked like he was lined up to kick something, and I think he just Charlie Browned it because he absolutely missed and the ball didn't go anywhere. He just kicked it that time, though, and the field goal was good. Not sure what Riley Taylor's doing in the bullpen. He's just having fun out here. Here's the 1-2 pitch from Liberia to Williams. That one misses high. It's 2-2. Riley Taylor was in a standoff with John Honeycutt, and it took cheating. I will say this. Look at the videotape. It was cheating by the Burlington Sock Puppet mascot. The shove Riley Taylor to end the game to lose the standoff. Now, that's incredible determination from Riley Taylor. It was cold, windy, and rainy yesterday in Burlington. So that for 2 hours in a row. 2-2 pitch. Fouled off, and Williams just got a piece of that one to stay alive. He was just able to get that one. If he wasn't able to get that one, that would have been strike three. Center resets. 51 pitches already for Jack Liberio Jr. here in the top of the third inning. 2-1 lead for the Fly Boys. One out. 2-2 count to Isaac Williams. The runs at second and third. Iberia gets set, fires. Low in the dirt, count runs full. So Williams, it was an 0-2 count to start off, and now the count has run full. Iberia love to get a second straight strikeout. Williams just needs to get on base. That would load the bases for Morgan Calopi. Stands on deck. Here's the payoff pitch from Liberia. That one's chopped over towards short. Diaz only plays at the first. Fires, and that gets wide of La Liberte. Another run's going to score. And an E6 allows a pair of runs to come in for Elizabethan. That throw was just wide from Alex Diaz, and another rare miscue from Diaz allows a pair of runs to score off the error. And it's now a 3-2 lead for the River Riders. So Williams has reached for the first time today, this time on the error by Diaz, and now it's a 3-2 lead for the River Riders. That pitch is outside to Calopi, and Kenny Brown's now going to go talk to his pitcher, Jack Liberia, and so is pitching coach Andy Collin. That's a tough break. The run was scored off another RBI ground out, but unfortunately for the Fly Boys, two runs able to score if the throw goes wide of La Liberte. Now, La Liberte is playing first base, I believe, for the first time this season. So that is a tough position for him as well. But the error allows two runs to score and makes it a 3-2 lead for Elizabethan. There comes Morgan Calopi. He'll step in. Fires back to first. This is Liberio and back in time. It is Williams. Here's the first pitch. Now Calopi swings and misses that one. So the 0-1 pitch now coming to Calopi. Still just one out here in the top of the third. And now pickoff attempt. Fryers to second. Get Williams gets him again. Another pickoff move by Jack Liberio Jr. Second time today he has been able to pick off a base runner today. As Liberia fired to La Liberte. La Liberte hit fire to Diaz. 1-3-6 on the pickoff. It's a pitch to Calopi now in the dirt for a ball. Two outs now, so a 2-1 count. Calopi, so again, Liberia able to get out of a little bit of a jam here. 2-1. That one's hit off the end of the bat, but Calopi hangs in the air. Dalton's going to have to charge this one in foul territory. Dodge cannot make the catch. That would have been a phenomenal play by Shamar Dalton if he was able to grab that ball in time, but unfortunately, he just misses that one, gets up, and gets a round of applause from this crowd. Pioneer Park. That would have been an amazing play by Dalton. He was able to grab that one. So Calopi steps in with a 2-2 count, with two outs, deuces wild to the Indiana Hoosier. River Riders up 3-2 here in the top of the third inning. 2-2 pitch. And the dirt gets away from Brown. Doesn't matter. And the count will run full. Three-two count. To Calopi. Here's the payoff pitch coming from Jack Liberio. Gets set. We'll fire. Allen's up the end of the bat toward Dalton again. Can he make the catch this time? And no, he won't even have a chance to make that one. He goes in the bullpen. And Rowan Tarbert can't make the catch in the bullpen either. Lands right in front of him. But he's got himself a souvenir. There's payoff pitch number two coming for Calliope. Two outs at the top of the third inning. Payoff pitch. That one misses outside, and that is a walk. First walk of the day issued by Liberio. And now Calliope gets on base with two outs. Here comes Ty Peters. He singled his last time up. Ball is picked off by Liberio. Liberio has picked off a pair of batters tonight. And his first pitch to Peters is high for ball 1-0. Liberio has thrown now 60 pitches, 39 strikes. Allowed three runs, only two have been earned, however. Walked one and struck out four. 1-0. That one's tipped foul to the glove of Brown. It's 1-1. Here it gets set. The 1-1 coming with two outs to Peters. Fires well outside. Now throw back to first. And almost in time. Falwell, Liberte got the tag in between the legs of Calliope. That was super close. Maybe by about half a step did Calliope get back in there. That was a good move by Liberte. So, hey, maybe that needs to be a permanent position for Liberte there. He's played very well at first base today. Here's a 2-1 to Peters. Bounces off the end of the bat, foul, induces Wild to the Queens Royal transfer. The lead's been traded back and forth a couple of times. 3-2 now for Elizabethton after the error by Diaz allows a pair of runs to score. That's why it's a 3-2 ball game here. Top of the third, 2-2 pitch. In the dirt, blocked by Brown, and now it's a 3-2 pitch. 3-2 now. Liberio trying to avoid his second straight walk of the ball game. And conversation about the count. It should be 3-2 because you have a foul ball and a swinging strike and then three balls. Pitch to Peters. Reset. Here's the payoff pitch. Coming to Peters from Jack Liberio. Here's the payoff pitch for two outs. That one misses low again, and that's not called strike three. That's a back-to-back walks. Canyon Brown thought that was strike three. Jack Liberio thought it was two, but that's back-to-back walks. That one just misses. And the River Riders still alive in this inning. That one just missed low on the Peters. And here comes Alex McCoy. So back-to-back walks for Liberio. He'll try to get out of another jam here. Runs at first and second. McCoy had a single his last time up, was stranded at first base to end the second inning. Pitch to McCoy high into the air. Liberte is going to run over in foul territory looking for it sky high. And now Will Brown called him off, and it lands between them, and luckily it's a foul ball. I don't understand what the intention was there, as Liberte had lost it in the sky, and then Will Brown, I think, called him off, and neither one of them could find it. So miscommunication there. Liberte again, first game I believe he's played first base. And you saw Alex Diaz do that earlier in the game. Couldn't find the ball. So just some defensive miscues have been the reason the Fly Boys are down 3-2. Maybe the one error as well. Now 0-1. That one's hit high in the air and gets out of play 0-2. So the inning should be over. Let's see if Alex McCoy can make Fly Boys pay. Here's the 0-2 pitch coming from Liberio. Runners at first and second with two outs. Liberio fires. That one gets in there, called strike three, and gets out of the inning, but not before. Two more runs come across thanks to the error by Diaz, and the Flyboys trail it 3-2. Can Greenville take the lead back when we return? Flyboys, Broadcast Network.
Rediscover the timeless pleasures of travel at Northeast Tennessee's premier historic hotel, the General Morgan Inn. Located in the heart of historic downtown Greenville, the hotel has been providing signature service since 1884. The boutique hotel is renowned for its personal service amid beautifully detailed guest rooms. Plan your visit now at the General Morgan Inn, the official visiting team hotel of the Greenville Flyboys. Call 423-787-1000. Brumley's Restaurant, located in the historic General Morgan Inn in downtown Greenville, always hits a home run when it comes to providing delicious cuisine served with Southern hospitality. Join them for dinner for the region's best steaks, seafood, burgers, and more. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 5 to 9 p.m. Reservations are recommended, so call now at 423-787-7500.
3-2 lead for the River Riders as this game's going back and forth constantly between the two West Division rivals. And the error by Alex Diaz allows River Riders to take a 3-2 lead, their second lead of the night. In this one, as Jack O'Reilly will step in. Roffermel still in there. He got out of a jam the last time he was up, and see what O'Reilly can do here. Reaching on a double, came around the score off the RBI, two RBI single by Kennedy. That one's hit softly toward Basler. Basler for the first makes the play. First pitch. Swinging was O'Reilly, and he grounds out to Basler. There comes Ian Doherty. Doherty reached on a walk. Will strand at third base to end the first inning. To get home run number five of the season here. Down 3-2. First pitch misses 1-0. One out, 1-0 pitch. That one misses high 2-0. Here in the bottom of the third inning, Flyboys down 3-2. 2-0 from Roffermel. Breaking ball gets in there, finds the bottom of the strike zone 2-1. That's a nice curveball from Colin Roffermel. He's working a lot quicker here. 2-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Gets Doherty to chase that one. Now 2-2. So Roffermel starting to settle in a little bit. He's giving up the four hits. Two runs early, but walked one and struck out one so far. Struck out two, pardon me, so far. Strike out number three. 2-2 pitch to Doherty. Outside, Doherty lays off, and the count runs full. Payoff pitch coming to Ian Doherty with one out here in the bottom of the third. That one's going to hit Doherty off the back of the head. Curveball missed. And it just plunked him off the top of the head. And that ball went about 10 feet straight up in the air after it plunked Doherty in the back of the helmet. He's okay. And we'll take a stride over the first base. That, again, Will Brown had one happen to him like that against Bristol earlier in the year. And made one of the loudest noises I've ever heard in a game. This time that one bounces about 14 feet in the air, and Doherty takes his lick and will stand at first base. He's all good to go. And Kennedy hits that one the opposite way. He gets down his second hit of the ball game. And he has his second single of the night and moves Doherty up 90 feet, station to station, go the Flyboys, and with one out. And Alex Diaz steps in. Diaz looking for some redemption after that error. Allow a pair of runs to score. Last inning flew out to right, but it did allow Doherty to tag up and go to third base as last time up. Runners at first and second, and one out in the bottom of the third. Flyboys down 3-2. Breaking ball misses low from Rothermel. Rothermel's been just 38 pitches in this ball game. Has allowed the 5 hits today and the 2 runs, but that is solid early in this one. So the sun starts to set behind Pioneer Park. Just past 8.05 p.m. That one finds top of the strike zone in there for a strike 1-1. Kennedy takes a pretty big lead at first. No one guarding him over at first base. Daugherty over at second, 1-1. Well outside. That's a great snag by Phillips. On one well outside, but able to hold that one to stop Daugherty and Kennedy from advancing in the scoring position. 2-1 with one out to Alex Diaz. Looking to put the Flyboys back ahead. Rothermel gets set, fires. Breaking ball misses low. Now 3-1. That one just missed low. Trying to get the frame job to Phillips. It's now 3-1, and a walk would load the bases for Shamar Dalton, who stands on deck. Here's the 3-1 pitch from Rothermel to Diaz. Hit up the middle, high into the outfield, and it will be caught. Taking about 2 steps up to his left was Jones, and there's the second out of the inning, and there's 2 away for Shamar Dalton. Well, Dalton, again, he hasn't had a hit in his last 3 ball games. And look to get off the schneid here with something to the outfield to possibly bring home another run to at least tie it, or something deep enough, bring home 2 runs. Flyboys lead back. First pitch gets in there for a strike. And it's 0-1 to Dalton. Struck out his last time up, did Dalton. 0-1. And in the dirt, and now it's 1-1. 1-1 with 2 outs. Runners at first and second. Dalton trying to tie this ball game up. 1-1. Allen's chopped slow roller. That goes foul. 1-2. That one was chopped off the front of the bases. It's been a tough go for Dalton as of late. Get off the schneid. Looking around the Appy League, Bristol's tied it back up with Johnson City at 3 runs apiece in the bottom of the fourth. Bluefield up 3-1 on Pulaski in the bottom of the third. Kingsport still up 1-0 on Burlington in the bottom of the fourth. And Princeton on top of Danville 1-0 in top of the fifth. 3-2 lead for the River Riders in this one here in the bottom of the third inning. 2 outs and a 1-2 count for Shamar Dalton. Dalton's going to call time to reset. Getting off the schneid. Hasn't had a hit in the last 3 ball games since North Carolina A&T Aggie. Rothermel checks on Daugherty, fires. That one almost clips Dalton. He gets out of the way, and now deuces wild to Shamar Dalton. Gets on base. You have Canyon Brown, his North Carolina A&T teammate, on deck. Here's the 2-2 pitch coming from Rothermel to Dalton. That one finds the edge of the strike zone. Strike 3 called. And Rothermel gets out of the jam. So Canada gets another single, but Rothermel gets the clutch strikeout. We play a third of this ball game. Elizabethton holds on to a 3-2 lead. Can the Flyboys defense hold Elizabethton off the board when we return? The Flyboys Broadcasting Network.
In need of home improvements such as decks, gutters, roofs, remodels, and more? Energy Home Solutions is your local family-owned construction company that gets the job done the first time around by creating your vision one step at a time. We offer fair pricing and quality work to the customer's satisfaction. Check us out today at EHSTN.com or call for a free estimate at 423-823-9006.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop.
That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
3-2 lead for Elizabethton here in the... Getting ready for top of the fourth inning fans. Wicked Weeds, the official craft beer of the Greenville Fly Boys. 2012, Wicked Weeds been pushing the envelope, crafting unique beers with bold flavors for the forward drinker. Find your new favorite on draft at Pioneer Park at your local East Tennessee retailer today. Maybe you can find some this week. Tuesday night is first responder night, and it's 2-for-1 Tuesday. Select concession items are 2 for $1. Maybe you can come on Friday night, Princess Night. Ladies, come on out to Princess Night and see if you can dress as your best princess, Disney princess, and maybe see some people like Anna, Elsa, some other princesses from those Disney movies. Saturday, it's also going to be a fun night as well. 3-game set against the Kingsport Axemen this weekend, who are on top of the division. So it's going to be a lot of fun here at Pioneer Park this week. Here comes Caden Phillips. That one misses high. 1-0. Phillips. His first time up. Struck out. Far two straight strikeouts by Jack Liberio Jr. 1-0. That one's up the end of the bat and will bounce off the top of the awning. Gets back into play 1-1. Jack Liberio, 71 pitches, 45 strikes. In this one, it's allowed 3 runs, but only 2 of those have been earned as that bullpen gets active with the Fly Boys. 1-1. Swing and a miss on that one. And 2. Liberio, 5 strikeouts, 2. Pardon me, to 2 walks this evening. Here's the 1-2 to Phillips to start the top of the fourth inning. Fires. Swing and a miss, strike 3, Liberio. Strikeout number 6 to start for him. Back-to-back strikeouts. And I'll bring up Marcus Sanders, who also struck out his last time out. So Liberia looking to get settled in again. And here's the pitch to Sanders. Misses high, 1-0. One out here in the top of the fourth inning. 1-0, that one swung on and missed. Sanders is Jack Liberia, blows it right by him. Jack Liberia trying to get comfortable here, but down by a run. 1-1, swing and a miss. 1-2. Sanders looking to avoid his second straight strikeout. In this one. Here's the 1-2 pitch coming from Liberio to Sanders. 1 out here in the top of the fourth. Oh, this is high. 2-2. Top of the order is on deck, and Jones, who has reached twice, pair of singles, and has scored both times thanks to Isaac Williams. Once on the ground out, once on the error. 2-2. Misses outside. Count runs full. Riley Taylor's in that bullpen. Wouldn't think he'd come out, but also Tyler Blankenship warming up, as is Rowan Tarbert. So interesting to see who comes in. Payoff pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike 3. Back-to-back strikeouts for Jack Liberio Jr. That's his 7th of the ball game, and back to the top door in Brennan Jones. Would assume you would see. Wouldn't think Tarbert. He started the other day, and probably Blankenship as he's stretching in there. So probably Tyler Blankenship, I would assume, the most to come out of that bullpen for relief of Liberia. But it was Brendan Jones, 2-for-2 today with 2 runs scored. First pitch to him is in there for a strike, 0-1. Here's the 0-1 to Jones. Swing and miss it one in the dirt, and now it's 0-2. Jones has already extended that 23-game on-base streak now. Jones will step back in quickly. Here's the 0-2 pitch coming from Liberio. Gets set and will fire. That one finds the corner strike zone. Strikes out the side. That's Jack Liberio Jr. That's how you answer. If you're a pitcher for the Fly Boys, keeps the River Riders off the board. We head to the bottom of the fourth. Can the Fly Boys respond on offense? We return on the Fly Boys Broadcasting Network.
Forge Construction Solutions is your local trusted exterior remodeling company, specializing in building decks, porches, garages, and room additions. They have served the Tri-Cities for over a decade. They have a high customer return rate and are BBB accredited. So give Schwartz Construction Solutions a call to discuss your next project.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. And in 09, it was sparks from me, your chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Jack Liberio Jr., 1-2-3, strikes out the side. 2 in the top of the fourth inning as he has, again, settled in. Here nicely, but down 3-2 as Canyon Brown steps in. The lead off, the bottom of the fourth inning. Leading things off as Rob Formel pitches a breaking ball and misses low, 1-0. Canyon Brown, his last time up, flew out in foul territory to the third base. There's the 1-0 pitch to Brown. That one gets in there for a strike, 1-1. Rob Formel's drone, just this will be just his 50th pitch of the ball game, so could be a long outing for him. 1-1. Check swing, and they're going to see if Brown held up. That one just missed low, and Brown does hold up 2-1. That was a good pitch. Brown had to hold off on that one. Just 2-1 pitch. That one misses outside. Now 3-1. Rob Formel in danger of issuing his second walk of the game and be the first time the leadoff batter has reached for the Fly Boys in this one. In the bottom of the fourth inning. 3-1. That one's chopped up the middle. Basler charging in. Picks it up and will not have a play. That's another infield single for the Fly Boys. Canyon Brown reaches on the infield single. That was going to be a tough play for Basler. Normally he can make those plays, though. So kind of a shock there. But he realized, though, he didn't really have much of a play. Didn't want to overthrow McCoy. As Brown reaches on the infield single. And here comes Will Brown. Will Brown, his first outing since June 13th, his last time up. Got a single. Nobody out. Canyon Brown after the leadoff hit. Will Brown up the bat. That one finds the corner of the strike zone in there. 0-1. Brown gets set the 0-1. That one's outside. Will Brown goes around. No appeal needed as he went around that one. Got him the chase. Good breaking ball by Roffermel. 0-2. Pitch coming to Will Brown from Roffermel. That one's up the middle. Good play by Roffermel. Fires the second. Makes the throw. Fire to first in time. What a play. Roffermel picks that one off the ground. The 1-4-3 double play by Colin Roffermel. Sits down Will Brown. As that was a little liner toward his feet. And That was Miles Smith to. Now Miles Smith will come on with nobody on and two outs. So great double play turned by Roppermel there. On that one, Smith steps in with two outs. First pitch he sees, misses for a ball, 1-0. Smith 0-for-2 today, and if it wasn't for a great play by the center fielder Jones, he would have had a hit. That one misses high, 2-0. That was a great play over the shoulder catch by Jones out in center field. To rob extra bases from Smith, 2-0. Misses outside now, 3-0. Smith steps in with the 3-0 pitch. Gets in there for a strike, and Roffermel throws that one down the middle. Looking to face the minimum here after getting double play. And that's going to be a walk, however. So Miles Smith reaches base safely the first time. Second walk of the day issued by Roffermel. And Cameron Laliberte will step in. Laliberte has a single and a strikeout today. Trying to hit one to the outfield, possibly bring home Miles Smith. He does have a home run this season, out against Burlington on Saturday. He'd love to get number two for him. Pitch, and Laliberte skips up, and that's actually a solid block by the catcher, Phillips. It's now 1-0 on to Laliberte. Two outs, Smith over at first, drawing a two-out walk. 1-0. Misses outside, 2-0. Always down 3-2 in the bottom of the fourth inning. It's been a back-and-forth seesaw affair. Plenty of action to go. 2-0 pitch. Smith's going to take off. That's in there for a strike. That throw is well offline. And Smith's going to now run to third base as the throw gets by all the way to the outfield. So that's a strike in there to Laliberte, but Smiles Smith tying run 90 feet away. We'll see if that's ruled an error on Phillips. I don't think so. I think it just goes flying to the outfield. Now 2-1 count. To Laliberte. Smith at third. Laliberte up. 2-1 count with two outs. It's 2-1 pitch. That one's hit high into the air towards center field. Jones racing back, going to look up out, and it is gone to dead center field. A two-run homer. Cameron Laliberte has given the lead back to the Greenville Flyboys. Hit that one to dead center. His second of the season, and the Flyboys now lead it 4-3. No doubter about that one. Absolute bomb to dead center field for Cameron Laliberte has made it a 4-3 ball game. My goodness. Two outs. Here comes Aiden Canaday. His pitch almost is high, 1-0. So again, Miles Smith steals second, gets all the way to third, and Laliberte brings him home. 1-0. Swing and a miss. Now 1-1 to Jack O'Reilly, not Aiden Canaday. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss, now 1-2. Roffermel looking to get out of this inning without any more damage being done. One, two pitch coming to Jack O'Reilly, looking to continue this inning going. Flyboys now at 4-3. Swing and a miss, ball dropped in the dirt. Phillips makes the tag on the backside of O'Reilly. Strike three, but comes a batter too late. Cameron Laliberte hits one all the way back to Arizona. To dead center field, and the Flyboys take a 4-3 lead at the top of the fifth inning. This is the Flyboys. Broadcasting Network.
They're completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners, where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Mom's early Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard to take.
And when I left the oven on, we decided together that it was time to see a doctor and make a plan.
Early detection gave us more time to seek out information and support as a family.
If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. For more information, visit alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
A home run to dead center field by Cameron Laliberte has given the Flyboys the lead back up 4-3. Here now in the top of the fifth inning. What's been a fun one. Back and forth we go. In this rivalry matchup in the West Division, these teams have split the season series 3-3. Right now, the pattern's staying true. The Flyboys win the first game and then drop the second one. And so far, if the score holds, Flyboys will do the same again. And then Elizabethan will look to take the series tomorrow. But plenty of game left to play between these two foes. There goes Peyton Basler stepping in. Now a 4-3 ball game here in the top of the fifth inning. Back out there. Running of work. First pitch, misses low for a ball, 1-0. Liberio struck out the side his last time out, so he's done solid. Here's the 1-0 to Basler. The dirt 2-0. Shane Tucker up in the bullpen. I believe also Tyler Blankenship is warming up, and I believe that is him. Warming up now. And it is Tyler Blankenship. 2-0. Gets in there for a strike, 2-1. Bears thrown 85 pitches, 53 strikes. 2-1. That one misses just high. It's 3-1. Much to the chagrin of the Pioneer Park faithful. That one just missed a little high. Basler laid off of it. Basler does have a double today. Came around to score off that error by Diaz. 3-1. Reaches for that one. It's fouled off 3-2. Payoff pitch coming with nobody out to Peyton Basler in the top of the fifth inning. Liberio looking for strikeout number 9 of the evening. Here's a payoff pitch from Liberio to Basler. That one gets in there. Called strike 3. 4 straight strikeouts for Jack Liberio. 5 straight strikeouts for Jack Liberio Jr. He is in Fuego. Right now, move on to the next batter. Harrison Rogers here in the top of the fifth inning. Rogers today, 1-for-2. A single back in the first, but was stranded at second base to end the inning. Struck out his last time up. Hits that one to the outfield. It's going to keep going, and it one's down. Bounces up the wall. Rogers rounds first. He's in the second. Now heading for third. Cut off by Diaz. In front of the third. Getting down is Rogers. He's there safely as that ball hits him on the backside. And that is a one-out triple for Harrison Rogers. Rogers didn't even stop the round at second base. He just kept going. A long throw. And that ball hit him on the backside. If it was wiffle ball, he'd be out. But that's a triple for Rogers. And now Rodgers with the speed is 90 feet away from tying this one up. And, of course, you have Isaac Williams up. Isaac Williams is up for two, is 1-for-2 today. For me, 0-for-2 today. It should be 0-for-2. See, it's that one. Fouled off. Has a pair of RBIs. And this one does. Harrison Rodgers. Or Isaac Williams, pardon me. It's the 0-1. That one gets in there for a strike. And it's 0-2. Williams not a fan of that one. Down 0-2 of one out. So after five straight strikeouts, a triple by Rodgers, his first of the year, and it's over there 90 feet away, but now an 0-2 count to Isaac Williams. The 0-2. Swing and just fouled off, and luckily for Canyon Brown, that one's fouled off, because if it wasn't, Rodgers would be coming in the score off a pass ball, and it would be a tied ball game. Here's the 0-2 pitch coming from Liberio to Isaac Williams. Fires. High and runs to grab it. Ball 1-2. Three pitches for Jack Liberio Jr. today. He's thrown 60 strikes. Blankenship, warm up in the bullpen. See how long Liberio goes. 1-2. Swing and a strike three. Isaac Williams. Goes down on strikes. And Jack Liberio, that's strikeout number 10 for him as he looks to close out this one as Morgan Calopi steps in. Calopi drew a walk his last time up. Was stuck on second base to end the third inning. Here's a pitch from Liberio. Now one breaks down low for a ball 1-0. Ty Peters on deck if Calopi can reach. Rodgers with the triple stands at third base with two outs here. 1-0. Gets in there for a strike 1-1. We haven't seen a pitcher go 100 pitches for the Flyboys this season, and Liberio's at 95. The 1-1 pitch to Calopi. Swing and a miss, and Liberio looking for strikeout number 11. And hold Rodgers over at third base. The 1-2 pitch coming from Liberio to Calopi. Liberio gets set. Fires. Misses just outside. The entire dugout for Greenville is ready to cheer on Liberio, but that one was well outside. 2-2 is a Flyboy dugout ball. That was strike three called. So pitch number 98 for Jack Liberio. Check on Rodgers at third. Calopi steps back in. 2-2 pitch. Hit over towards short, and it gets by Diaz, and that's an RBI single for Calopi. Now he's going to try for two, and we'll run back to first base. RBI single, so Liberio can't quite get strikeout number 11. And Calopi makes him pay with the RBI single. We're tied at 4 runs apiece. Now this game continues to go back and forth, and that's going to do it for Jack Liberio Jr. A heck of an outing for him. 98 pitches, 10 strikeouts, 2 walks, allows 4 runs. Only 3 of those earned. And gives up 7 hits and 4 2/3 of an inning. Longest outing of any pitcher for the Flyboys this year. A heck of a job by Jack Liberio Jr. today. Ballgame's tied at 4 runs apiece. Tyler Blankenship coming in for the Flyboys. Tell you more about him when we return to Flyboys Broadcasting Network.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life.
You took the first step, now take the next. Visit savebythescan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. Savebythescan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
To buy your home, you became a house hunting ace. Learned about loans, scoured neighborhoods, and asked the right questions. Now you're queen of your castle. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll feel empowered to own your retirement like you own your home. Go to aceyourretirement.org. Because when it comes to clearing financial hurdles, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Jack Liberio Jr., a heck of an outing for the Bulldog out of RCS. Jake Cumberland goes 4 2/3 of an inning, strikes out 10, but couldn't quite get strikeout number 11 to end the frame and gives up the run that ties it. He's got 4 runs, 3 of those earned, and 8 hits. Walks 2. Tyler Blankenship will come in now out of Yuba College. Is Tyler Blankenship, right-hander this season, the Roseville, California native, has an 0-2 record, does have a save this year, and 17 1/3 of innings pitch, has a 6.23 ERA, and has struck out 16 batters, walked 11. Last appearance was on July 1st, also against Elizabethton. Went 2 innings, gave up a hit, and struck out 1. So, last time out of the bullpen against the River Riders, and Blankenship did pretty well. Can't quite close the book on Liberio, as he's responsible for the runner at first base. Calopi, after the RBI single, has made it a 4-4 ball game. The top of the 5th inning, as Ty Peters steps in. Drew a walk his last time up. That one misses low from Blankenship, and it's 1-0. Peters had a single back in the 2nd, was picked off by Liberio. And part of that solid outing for the RC. SJ Cumberland's pitcher, the 1-0. Chopped over toward Will Brown. Brown picks up, fires the first. And a tough play for Oliverte. He holds on to the ball on a tough throw by Brown. That was almost an error by Will Brown. And, well, 2 pitches, gets the out, so good job for Blankenship as this game remains tied. We head to the bottom of the 5th inning. Can the Fly Boys break the tie? We return. Fly Boys Broadcasting Network.
This message is for Karina, our mom who finished her high school diploma at age 28. Hi, Mom. It's Amethyst and Nicholas.
Congratulations on getting your diploma.
You worked so hard and have taught us so much.
We love you.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Remember the last time your family visited the forest? It's a place of wonder and imagination for the whole family, where stories come to life, and it's closer than you think. Ready to plan your next visit? Make the forest part of your story today at a local park near you, or find one at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Colin Roffermel back out for another inning of work here in the bottom of the 5th. And a tied ball game at 4 runs apiece. And Aiden Canaday steps in. Probably Ian Daugherty steps in to lead off and swings and misses the first pitch from Roffermel. 0-1. Roffermel so far has gone 4 innings, has given up the 7 hits and the 4 runs, but does have 4 strikeouts on the afternoon. 4-4 ball game, the 0-1. Daugherty fouls that one off of two. Daugherty has reached both times with a walk and was hit by a pitch. It's not recorded a hit yet today. 0-2. 0-2. They're off from L. Hit on the line toward third. What a scoop, and the third baseman fires the first. Makes the out. That's a heck of a play by Ty Peters. Had to kind of dive down and reach up to grab that one. A great play by Peters, and there's one away here in the bottom of the fifth. That brings up Aiden Canaday now. And we'll see if that's it for Roffermel as his pitching coach. John Chalupa goes to talk to him. Roffermel has only thrown 70 pitches. And wonder how long Roffermel will stay out there. Canada is 2-for-2 today. A pair of singles, including a 2-RBI single back in the first inning to get the Flyboys a 2-1 lead at the time. Now tied at 4 runs apiece. And this one. So we've had pitchers warming up for the River Riders for a while now. And this one. Canada will step in. We have one out here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Tied at 4 runs apiece. Looking for his third straight hit of the night. Pitch from Roffermel. Canaday fouls that one off to the backstop, 0-1. Beautiful night for baseball. Got beautiful baseball sky after some rough weather in Burlington and Bluefield the past few days. It's nice to finally have some good weather, especially if you're Elizabethan. This is their first game, and they played one game in 6 days before this one. So go one pitch. Swinging and a miss, 0-2. Grant, one of those was because of COVID-19 issues with the Bristol State Liners, so that's just a tough break for Bristol. Then, Mother Nature was not too kind for them. The only game they played, a loss to Princeton on Saturday. Here's the 0-2 pitch from Roffermel. Swing and a miss, three pitches, three strikes. And that's now Roffermel's fifth strikeout of the night, and there's two down for Alex Diaz. Diaz has flown out to right and flown out to center. And both times he's been up today. He'll step in. Two outs here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Pitch Diaz, that one is in there for a strike. 0-1. Roffermel looking for another quick inning of work here and keep the game tied at 4 runns apiece. It's the 0-1. That one sneaks in there at the bottom of the strike zone. That's 0-2. After giving up the home run to Lala Bear today, Roffermel's kind of settled in. Here comes the 0-2 with two outs. Fires. Hit over towards second base. Picked up easily. Fires the first. A little high, but Corey makes the catch. And that ends the inning. 1-2-3. Go the Flyboys here. Bottom of the fifth. We move to the top of the sixth inning. Tied at 4 runs apiece. Tyler Blankenship out for another inning of work. We return. Flyboys Broadcast Network.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Heading to the top of the sixth inning. Flyboys and River Rouge are tied at 4 runs apiece. Been a fun ball game, and fans, we'll let you know that buying or selling a property is one of the biggest decisions you can make. That's why McCrary Real Estate Group is here to help. Their team of experienced agents guide you every step of the real estate transaction. They take care of every detail, so there's no need to stress. Why don't you ever take a chance? Call the McCrary Real Estate Group at 423-794-9866 or visit them online at easttennesseehomesource.com. You can find them on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. That's the McCrary Real Estate Group. McCoy will step in as Blankenship needed 2 pitchers to get out of a jam in the top of the 5th inning. First pitch is for a ball. It is a 1-0 pitch from Blankenship, and that one misses away, 2-0. McCoy today is 1-for-2 with a single and a strikeout. Here's a 2-0 pitch coming from Tyler Blankenship. That one's chopped foul in 2-1 and gets to the Elizabethan dugout. Court the big body out of UMES, that's Maryland Eastern Shore. About said UMC, that's not a school called UMC that I know of. 2-1. Breaking ball chopped over toward third base to O'Reilly. Picks it up, fires the first on in time. And there's on the way. Just gone by a step. That was a weird play. Diaz ball about stepping in front of O'Reilly, but let O'Reilly get that one. It's Caden Phillips steps in. Good play by Jack O'Reilly and good awareness there. So one out for Caden Phillips here in the top of the 6th inning. He has a pair of strikeouts today. Hounds in there for a strike 0-2. 10 strikeouts for Jack Liberio Jr. Needed number 11 to get out of the inning unscathed. It's last time up, but unfortunately was unable to. Here's the 0-1 pitch coming from Blankenship. Allen misses. It's 1-1. Phillips and Sanders both have struck out twice today. In fact, the only batter that has not struck out today are Morgan Colopi and Ty Peters. 1-1 in there for a strike, 1-2. That's what happens when you get 10 strikeouts from your starting pitcher, and Blankenship looking for number 1. The 1-2 count, Blankenship to Phillips. Blankenship fires, and that one just misses outside, and it just missed. Miles Smith frustrated all the way out in center field that that one wasn't called. It must have just missed outside. It's now 2-2. It's been consistent, though. That's all you can ask for. 2-2 pitch. Breaking ball hit up to O'Reilly. O'Reilly picks up off the hop, throws the first, and that one's in time as Laliberte had to scoop that one up a little bit. But makes the play, and there's two away. So Jack O'Reilly's been busy in this one, in this inning, as Marcus Sanders steps in. Sanders has struck out twice himself. And this one, as he'll step in with 2 outs in the top of the 6th inning. And a tied ball game. Oh, this is low. Blankenship winning up. The home run from Laliberte made it a 4-3 lead. Allen misses 2-0. Well, and this is now 3-0. Here's a 3-0 pitch from Blankenship to Sanders. And there for a strike, 3-1. There's 2 outs here. 3-1 count. Apologies for the miscommunication on the graphics. Kind of behind a little bit is our scorebot system. 3-1 chopped over, guess who, to O'Reilly. Picks it up, fires, will make the scoop. No, Laliberte can't. Rounding first base is Sanders. Going to go to second. That's going to be a tough one. It probably should be a hit. I would say that'd be an infield single for Marcus Sanders because that was going to be a tough play, but it may roll an error on Lala Berte, actually, trying to scoop it up. That's a tough one for sure. Would have been a great play by O'Reilly. I have to see how that scored. It could go either way. Probably would go with an error on Lala Berte and not on O'Reilly, as Lala Berte couldn't quite scoop it up, but we'll see what the call is there. Regardless, though, staying at second base is Sanders with two outs for Brendan Jones. Allen misses low, one and oh. Yeah, that's a tough play. Looking back at it, would have been a great play by O'Reilly. Lala Berte couldn't quite scoop it up. If anything, it's an error on Cameron Lala Berte. On that last one, Sanders marks all the way to second base. 1-0, misses low, 2-0. I think Bazzer's on deck. Now, yeah, Greenville bullpen getting to work. Nope, just throwing a football, never mind. It's 2-0, that one gets in there for a strike, 2-1. Well, we saw O'Reilly take the Charlie Brown one his last time in the bullpen, so let's see. That play is still hasn't been ruled anything yet, so we'll let you know. 2-1 pitch now coming from Blankenship. Swung it like a sword, then Jones goes around. Now 2-2. It's a chance for Blankenship to get out. They're going to call that an error. Ruled an error. Makes sense. That should have been an error, as that was a close play, but again, you can go either way on that one. Here comes the 2-2 pitch. Hit over toward Brown. Brown with a nice catch in his glove. Fires the first. What a play. Will Brown made the adjustment at the last minute to get the out and holds the River Riders off the scoreboard. So we head to the bottom of the sixth inning. Still a 4-4 ball game here. Fly Boys broadcasting Eller.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
When might you be buzzed? When you suddenly love everything.
You guys, I love this song.
I love these nachos.
I love our kickball league. Oh, I love this guy.
What's your name?
You know what I love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I love your car. Is this real leather?
Close the door on Roffermill as Baker Cox is now in the pitch for the River Riders. Riley Taylor dancing around in the bullpen, the entire bullpen dancing to the YMCA as well here at Pioneer Park. Baker Cox, the left-hander from Columbia, South Carolina, Spartanburg Methodist College. This season has a 1-1 record, a 4.63 ERA. In 11 and two-thirds innings, he's given up 13 hits, 8 runs, 6 of those earned. Has walked 6, struck out 16. Didn't make an appearance against Greenville back on July 1st. Win an inning, allowed a hit, but got a strikeout and did not allow a run in that frame. Also made an appearance on June 8th. Going 2 innings, giving up a hit, hit 1 batter, but struck out 5. So he has been shut down at times for the River Riders in this series, and will need to be so in a tied ball game. Roffermill goes 5 innings, gives up 7 hits, 4 runs, walks 2, strikes out 5, and hits a batter. So Roffermill, after that home run by Lala Berte, really settled in. Now Shamar Dalton steps in. Dalton just looking for a hit. Here's fish to Dalton, misses for a ball. 1-0. 0-0 for two, a pair of strikeouts, looking to avoid a silver sombrero for the third straight night. 1-0. Finds the corner. Good slider there from Cox. Cox, of course, playing at Spartanburg Methodist College in that tough, you know, Region 10 of the new, of the JUCO Association, NJCCA. 1-1, that one's fouled off. And it'll eventually bounce back toward the dugout. And one of the River Rider players ducked into the dugout for some reason and lands on top of the dugout. He was fighting for his life down there. 1-2. Check swing. Does Dalton go around? And says no. It was our field umpire. 2-2. That's a tough region that Spartan Methodist is in with Florence Darlington Tech, Catawba Valley Community College now in there, Caldwell Tech, all other schools in the Carolinas. 2-2. This is low, 3-2. Also have USC Salkahatchee, who had a rough year this year, but normally the Indians are a tough team to beat. Along with USC Lancaster, USC Buford is actually moving up to Division II soon. Payoff pitch to Dalton. Foul off toward the dugout. That one was almost going to take out somebody. Coach Jeremy Owens kind of put his hand up to try to stop that one. Everyone's okay. He's wearing the batting helmet, and the dugout was Owens. Payoff pitch number two from Cox to Dalton. That one's shot foul, and Dalton stays alive again. Good slider by Baker Cox. See, Columbia, South Carolina native already. On pitch number eight of this at-bat to Shamar Dalton. Here's the 3-2 once again to Dalton. That one misses low, and Dalton's going to reach base for the first time today. And for the first time in the last three ball games, Dalton's on base. Leadoff walk issued by Baker Cox. And Kenyon Brown had a single his last time up as a chance to possibly bring Dalton home. So Dalton's finally on base. First time in a while. Let's see what he can do with it. With his teammate, North Carolina A&T, stepping in. Nobody out. Bottom of the sixth, tied at four runs apiece. Pitch. The Brown gets away from Phillips as a ball, and running up to second base is Shamar Dunn. He's already in scoring position, just like that here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Go-ahead run stands at second base for Kenyon Brown. Looking to trade places with his teammate. North Carolina A&T. Brown's got his batting average up to 220 now. On the season, the Ormond Beach, Florida native. Looking to break this tie. The 1-0. Good breaking ball in there for strike 1-1. It's quickly a pitcher warming up in the bullpen for the River Riders as well, so. See how long Cox goes. That one also gets away from Phillips. As that one splits the wickets a little bit, and now it's 2-1, and Dalton moves up 90 more feet. And the tying run is 90 feet away. Brown hits one to the outfield. The lead run is 90 feet away, and Brown hits one to the outfield, and they retake the lead. The 2-1 pitch coming to Kenyon Brown. Dalton over at third base. Allen's in the line. Almost makes the catch. Does Elizabethan River Rider. That's number 24. Harrison Rogers in the dugout. Goes off of his hands. And he's a designated hitter, so he's not playing the field. So that one's fouled off. 2-2 now to Kenyon Brown. Would have been a great play by Rogers in that dugout. 2-2 pitch to Brown. That one misses. Phillips blocks that one. Able to grab that one. Now the count runs full. Second straight batter that Cox has faced. Payoff pitch coming to Kenyon Brown. Will Brown stands on deck for the Fly Boys. Here's the payoff pitch. Hit off the end of the bat, foul out of play, and everybody's going to reset. So some long at bats already for Baker Cox and his time out of the bullpen. Infield is shifted in. Brown looked to poke one to the outfield. 3-2. Well outside, that's another walk. Candy and Brown back-to-back walks. And Brown's over at first base, and Will Brown will step in with runners at the corners, nobody out. Will Brown today has a single, ground out into a double play. Now, that double play does not end the inning or stop the threat of scoring, especially with the speedy Shamar Dalton over at third base. First pitch to Brown, misses for a ball, 1-0. This is Brown's first appearance, again, since June 13th, after battling a heel injury. Was in a walking boot for a little bit. The 1-0. Check swing, and oh, that could call that a strike in there, no matter whether or not Will Brown went around this. That's called a strike from Jacob Kiefop. So 1-1 now to Will Brown, after back-to-back walks and a couple pass balls. Gonna check back on Canyon Brown, those Baker Cox. Dalton over at third base, a couple of pass balls, and then a pair of walks is allowed. Two runners to reach. Pitch from Will Brown, fouled right back into the netting, and now 1-2. And now Baker Cox ahead, I believe, for the first time today. If he can get a strikeout here, can Cox, then a double play would end the inning. Top of the order, Miles Smith is on deck for the Fly Boys. There's the 1-2 pitch. That one's chopped down the third base line. Stays fair. Coming in the score is Dalton. Rounding second base is Canyon Brown. He's going to third. Trying for two is Brown. That's a RBI double for Will Brown. The Fly Boys lead. That one just got down the line, and Brown brings home two runs, or brings home a run, gets in the scoring position himself, and now the Fly Boys lead it 5-4. Miles Smith will step in now. Nobody out, and Coach John Chalupa, pitching coach, will come talk to Baker Cox. So Baker Cox has walked two. And, of course, a couple of pass balls allowed Dalton to get to third base. And then the RBI double by Will Brown that just snuck down the third base line allowed to run the score. Smile Smith steps up the bat. Check around the rest of the Appy League. Bristol now leads Johnson City 6-5 in the top of the seventh. Bluefield leads Pulaski 10-5 in the top of the sixth. Kingsport leads Burlington in the bottom of the seventh 2-0. And Princeton and Danville are tied at one in the top of the eighth. So we got some good games going on in the Appy League, and that RBI double by Will Brown brings home Dalton, puts Canyon Brown at third base, and has given the Fly Boys a lead back up 5-4. Here in the bottom of the sixth inning, Miles Smith looks to extend it. Anything to the outfield is going to score Canyon Brown, and it's deep enough. So bring home Will Brown as well. Pitch to Smith is high for a ball, 1-0. Smith drew a walk, came around the score back off that La Liberte home run back in the fourth inning. That one's fouled off by Smith, 1-1. Liberte's on deck. That home run was to dead center field. His last time up. Can't mess with him for sure. The 1-1 pitch to Smith. Hit foul as well off the top of the netting. Rolls back in. 1-2. 5-4 lead for the Fly Boys. After the RBI double by Will Brown. I was looking to snap a two-game losing skid. They've dropped three of the last four. Smith steps in, the 1-2. Does Smith hold up? And no appeal as that one's in the dirt, 2-2. Cox looking to avoid his third walk of the inning. And the bases will be loaded for Laliberte, who he can get a hold of one again. Could blow this thing wide open. 2-2 pitch coming from Cox. Fires. That one finds the edge of the strike zone. Called strike three. There's the first out of the inning. First strikeout of the game for Baker Cox. Miles Smith not happy about that call, but just found the corner. And now here comes Cameron Laliberte. It's Laliberte. Hit a home run to dead center field. That gave the Fly Boys a 4-3 lead at the time. And now up 5-4. Gives a chance for the Fly Boys to blow this one open. His second home run of the season. Pitch, Laliberte's in there for a strike, 0-1. So Baker Cox has found something here after a rough start in this inning. Walked the first two, then gave up the RBI double to Brown, Will Brown. Will Brown, Cannon Brown, sent at second and third. Breaking balls hit high, out of play, 0-2 now. Laliberte. Jack O'Reilly is on deck. His Fly Boys look to extend this lead. They've now taken up 5-4. Laliberte gets set. Cox gets the call. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Well outside, gets away from Phillips, and running on the score is Canyon Brown with the pass ball, and it's now a 6-4 lead. That's the third time Phillips has struggled to catch a ball in this inning. Will Brown moves up to third base, 6-4 lead for the Fly Boys. That takes away possible double play, 1-2 now. With Will Brown at third base, sacrifice will score a run. Laliberte can get one to the outfield. Here's a 1-2 of one out. In the dirt, those blocks that one, 2-2. Six, four lead for the Fly Boys here. Scored two runs this inning to break the tie after Elizabethan tied it up back in the top of the fifth. 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Drop strike three. Phillips will throw down the first and completes the play. So Cox does get the strikeout, but the pass ball allows another run to score. Jack O'Reilly will step in with two outs. Brown over at third base. Will Brown. It's going to be really a wild pitch by Baker Cox, actually, so it's now 6-4. Pitch to O'Reilly, fouled off 0-1. 6-4 lead. O'Reilly today is 1-for-2, but double came around the score back in the first. Rips that one foul. 0-2, that one almost caught Phillips a little bit in the mouth. Knocked off his face mask. It looks to be good. And Phillips took a beating the last time he played catcher in this ballpark, but it looks to be no worse for wear on this one. 6-4 lead for the Fly Boys. Jack O'Reilly looking to blow it open. It's the 0-2. Swing and a miss, so Baker Cox gets three strikeouts, but the Fly Boys score two runs and break the tie, and now we're up 6-4. We head to the top of the seventh inning. Fly Boys on top here on the Fly Boys Broadcasting Network.
Up U.S. Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Put a frog in boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As veterans, we tell ourselves the lie that we can handle anything. We let the water boil. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
6-4 lead for the Fly Boys. We hit the top of the seventh inning. Here in Greenville, Tennessee. So, Fly Boys get two runs back to break the tie. And what's been a back and forth game. No team's been able to take advantage, really, of a lead. And this is the largest lead of the game for either side. As Peyton Basler steps in. Basler, 1-for-3 with a pair of strikeouts today. Face Tyler Blankenship. Top of the seventh inning. Scoring the bunt is Basler, and what's that one? Foul, 0-1. So that one's fouled off. Basler will step back in. Look at his second hit of the day. That one misses low, 1-1. One pitch coming from Blankenship to Basler. Now it's fouled off. Now 1-2. It's rare to see a bunt at Pioneer Park, especially with Elizabethan. I believe the Fly Boys have attempted 5 bunts all season long. It's a 1-2. Swing and a strike 3. Blankenship gets the strikeout. That's his first of the ball game, and there's one away. Here's Harrison Rogers now. Had a triple his last time up. Came around to score. He has scored 2-for-3 today. That's Harrison Rogers, the Colorado Mesa Maverick. Here's the pitch. It's in there for a strike, 0-1. Had that triple off the wall in right center field, and then came out to score the tie off the single by Morgan Calopi later in the inning. Here's the 0-1. That one misses low, 1-1. Leave Shane Tucker would come out of the bullpen next for the Fly Boys. But Blankenship's done solid in the inning and two-thirds of work. The 1-1. Now this is low for a ball, 2-1. It's not allowed a single hit. It's not allowed a single run either, and struck out 1. All I can ask for. Now the bullpen. Blankenship in line for the win right now. 2-1. Misses low, 3-1. This will be the first walk of the ballgame issued by Blankenship. And especially with Isaac Williams on deck, you want to make it where there's 2 outs for sure, so you can try to get him out. He has been solid today, getting on base. 3-1. Gripped by Rogers toward right field. Dalton will pick it up. Holds him to a single this time. As that is his third hit of the ball game. So Rogers rips that one to right field. Third hit of the game. As Isaac Williams will step in. Williams will step in. That one's hit over toward third base because of O'Reilly's head. He misread that one. Rogers going to try for third. The throw is well offline. Blankenship has to grab that one. That's a single for Isaac Williams, and then advances on the throw. Smart base running by Rogers there to get the third base off the single by Williams. And Williams goes to second base, and now that's going to be it for Calopi, though, on deck, as here comes Brennan Orff in the tying run. So that's second and third, and Williams and Rogers. Riley just misread that one. It got over his head. And then heads-up play by Rogers to roll all the way to third base as Orff comes in. That pitch misses away for ball 1-0. So runners at second and third of one out. Orff hits one to the outfield. Sacrifice will cut to a one-run game. 1-0. Side again, 2-0. And back and forth we go in this one. 10 hits tonight for the River Riders. 2-0 count with one out from Blankenship to Orff. Pinch hitting for Calopi. Fires, and that one gets in there for a strike. 2-1. Calopi had that RBI singles last time up, but I guess decided to go with Orff instead, so have to see how the outfield changes for the River Riders. 2-1 pitch. Breaking ball in there. Good pitch from Blankenship. It's now 2-2. Strikeout. Takes away the sacrifice. Blankenship will get set. There's a second and third one out here in the top of the seventh inning. 2-2 pitch. Well outside. Orff holds off and now the count runs full. 3-2 pitch. On deck is Ty Peters. Come up if the bases were loaded. If Blankenship issues the walk here. Payoff pitch coming from Blankenship. Well outside. That one missed. That one broke out of his hand by a mile. And luckily, Canyon Brown caught that one before it went to the backstop. But it's a walk to load the bases with one out for Ty Peters. So going to be interesting here to see what the strategy is. If Peter will maybe try to score the bunt, I wouldn't think so. But with the speed of Rogers, you can bring him home. But anything to the outfield is going to bring you two if it gets down. And wouldn't doubt Orff. Orff is a big body as well. He's got some speed to him. Blankenship in a little spot of bother. Bases loaded, one out here in the top of the seventh inning. Flyboys up 6-4. First pitch gets in there for a strike. 0-1. 6-4 lead for the Flyboys. One out here in the top of the seventh inning. The 0-1 pitch gets in there right down the middle for a strike, 0-2. And strikeout would take away the sacrifice from Peters. And McCoy stands on deck. Here's the 0-2 pitch from Blankenship to Peters. That one's hit softly over to first base. Oliverte first, second for one. Throw the first is not going to be in time, so an RBI ground out for Peters, or pardon me, the RBI fielder's choice for Peters. Scores Rogers. Williams moves to third. Orff is out, and Peters reaches on the fielder's choice and brings home another run. And you'll take that if you're Elizabeth, and now you have another runner 90 feet away that can tie it up if Alex McCoy can poke one to the outfield. RBI fielder's choice, actually just a fielder's choice, allows the run to score from Peters. Base hit ties it for McCoy. Ties the game for the River Riders with two outs here in the bottom of the seventh inning. A 1-0 count to McCoy. Now one misses just a little bit. Now 2-0. For that tough play that Riley couldn't make, that allowed Rogers to get the third base. The inning will probably be over. That one raids inside, almost hits McCoy. Has to back off. Now 3-0. Warming up in the dugout, believe it is Caleb Jones warming up in the bullpen for the Flyboys. And it is. Here's the 3-0 pitch from Blankenship. That one's high, 4-pitch walk. So the bases are loaded once again as they walk McCoy. Okay, and Phillips steps in. Phillips, chance to either tie up or possibly break this one open for the River Riders. This back and forth affair. After the four-pitch walk issued by Tyler Blankenship. Base hit. Ties it up again. That one misses high for a ball 1-0. A base hit will at least tie it up, and then with Orff at second, chance to bring him home and retake the lead. Down 6-5 now. 1-0. Hit up and is out of play. Foul ball 1-1. Alberte is basically playing almost second base now. And anything down the right field line is going to go all the way to the wall. That one gets in there for a strike. 1-2. Phillips trying to get another run across. 1-2 with two outs. In the top of the seventh inning, 6-5 lead for the Flyboys. The 1-2. Breaking ball misses outside. It's 2-2. That one just missed. That's a good pitch, and it missed by probably inches. Well, that's been called a ball all day long, so can't fault the umpire, Jake Kiefauver, on that one. This is wild. 2-2 pitch. Swing! I missed. No doubt about that one. Blankenship gets out of the inning, but another run scored for the River Riders. They cut the lead to 1. It's time to stretch in Greenville. Flyboys holding on to a slim 6-5 lead as we go back and forth between these two rivals and the Flyboys Broadcasting Network.
I think it's just vapor.
Vaping is safer than smoking, isn't it?
There's really not even that much nicotine in them, right?
One vape pod has as much nicotine as one pack of cigarettes.
My kid knows it's dangerous.
5.4 million American kids vape, and most think it's harmless. Get your head out of the cloud. Talk to your kid about vaping. Visit talkaboutvaping.org. That's talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
I taught for 20 years, until I started forgetting my lectures.
Eventually, he had to quit. Getting his early Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard, but it gave us time to take control of the situation, together.
I can't imagine going through this without him.
If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. For more information, visit alz.org/timetotalk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Max Pennington now in for the River Riders. Pennington, the righty from Hamilton, Ohio, Wabash Valley College up in Illinois. Pennington this season, 0-1 record, 6.75 ERA, a 9 1/3 of innings pitch. You know, 7 hits, 9 runs, some of those earned. Hit 3 batters, walked 5, and struck out 11. Last appearance was against Bristol back on the 29th of June. So it's been a while since we've seen Pennington. Went just a third of an inning, however, against State Liners, giving up 4 hits and 6 runs, 5 of those earned, and walked 2. So not a great outing for Pennington. Back against the State Liners a little bit over 2 weeks ago. The Flyboys lead 6-5 here in the bottom of the seventh inning, looking to extend their lead. Elizabethan cuts back into it with another run of their own. What's been an exciting ball game? Looking around the rest of the Appy League. Princeton and Danville got a good one going. Tied at 1, top of the ninth inning. And the Whistle Pigs have runners at first and second with nobody out. Kings poured up a touchdown, 7-0 on Burlington. So top two teams in the league going at it. And Kingsport's winning the battle, 7-0 in the top of the eighth. Bluefield leads Pulaski 11-8 in the bottom of the sixth. In the bottom of the seventh, Bristol leads Johnson City 8-5. And now we have a pinch hitter. And as Avery Collins comes in now. Collins coming in for Ian Doherty. So Avery Collins is now the DH. Still pinch hit. Zeal come in now. Looking to get something going here. Flyboys up 6-5. Collins, first pitch, he swings up, fouls it off, and it'll get out of play. 0-1. Collins, of course, Cleveland State Community College. Native of Greenville, Tennessee, playing in his hometown. Coming in for Ian Doherty. This one, here's the pitch. From Pennington High, 1-1. Max Pennington got the long hair, looks similar to, I can't remember his name. He's a closer for the Boston Red Sox. If that name finds me, I'll let you know. But looks very similar. 1-1. Swing and a miss. 1-1 to dirt. 1-2. Well, football reference. Very similar to the Trevor Lawrence haircut, which is no haircut. As the hair is pretty long on the sides. Probably old Jacob deGrom look as well. There's the 1-2. The Avery Collins, who's pinch hitting for Doherty. Fire, swing and a miss, so goes down on strike, so Max Pennington gets his first strike out of the ballgame. First batter he faces, and now face Aiden Canaday. Canaday today has got a pair of singles, including a two RBI single back in the first inning that made a 2-1 ball game. Also struck out his last time up. Bottom of the seventh inning. First pitch. This is how I want it up. And they looking to get on base third time tonight. Chance for Flyboys to extend their slim 6-5 lead. That one's fouled off. Now 1-1. Canaday's got that batting average up to 260 now. He's kind of moved around. He's playing left field tonight. He's moved to the left field, first base, third base. He's kind of moved around all season long. 1-1 pitch to Canaday, well outside, 2-1. Got to make it known. Brennan Orff is now in right field as the right fielder replaced Kalopi. And y'all know that defensive change. He stays in that one. 2-1 pitch. Hit foul by Canaday off the top of the concourse. Rolls back off the netting inside. 2-2. Jeremy Owens, quick play. Flyers over to the dugout. And it's scooped up. Not sure more Dalton. It's a great play by Jeremy Owens there to grab that ball out of the field of play. Here's a 2-2 pitch from Max Pennington. Looking to shut down this Flyboy offense and give the River Riders a chance down by one. 2-2. In the dirt. Count runs full. One out here in the bottom of the seventh inning. Here's the payoff pitch from Pennington to Aiden Canaday. And they get set. There's the fire up the middle. That one's going to get through for a single. His third hit of the ball game. Aiden Canaday, a one-out single. He's got something going for the Flyboys. With Alex Diaz coming up the bat. Diaz today is, fortunately, 0-for-3. Looks to get something going here. We have one out here in the bottom of the seventh inning. Canaday over at first base. There's a pitch. That one gets in there. finds a strike zone. It's, Diaz watches that one. Diaz uncharacteristically had an error earlier in the night that allowed an extra run to score off what would have been an RBI ground out for Williams, but another run scored and time gave Elizabeth a 3-2 lead. That was up the middle off the heels of Pennington. Oh, it's over to the shortstop. Basil can't do it. That's another single for the Fly Boys right in the middle off of Pennington's heels. He looks to be okay. That one went sharply right toward Pennington's legs, but looks to be fine. And now that's a back-to-back singles. And Shamar Dalton up to bat. Dalton drew a walk, came around to score his last time up. So doesn't record a hit in his last three ball games, however, but looks to break that here. That's from Pennington. Swing and a miss. 1-2. Here's the 0-1 coming from Dalton. Runners at first and second at back-to-back singles by Canaday and Diaz. Now one misses outside from Pennington. 1-1. Score holds. Cox in line for the loss and Blankenship in line for the win. Wonder if Blankenship's day is done. Have to see. Here's the 1-1. That one misses low. 2-1. Dalton patient at the plate. Bases get loaded. Canyon Brown is on deck. Dalton can reach. 2-1. Allen finds a strike zone, 2-2. Of course, if Dalton strikes out as well, Brown will be on deck. Double play would end the inning. Two-two pitch to Shamar Dalton. One out. Allen's shot foul, and Dalton stays alive. Off the shin guard and reset. Princeton's taking a 3-1 lead now on Danville, and Bristol now up 8-5 on Johnson City. Kingsport up 7-0 on Burlington, the bottom of the eighth. And Pulaski and Bluefield got a good one going 11-8 and top of the seventh. So there's some multi-stream action going on if you're watching the Appy League. A lot of great games coming down to the wire. 2-2 pitch from Pennington. Fires. Well outside. Count runs full. Walk would load the bases for Canyon Brown with just one out. Dalton gets set. Here's the payoff pitch coming to Dalton. Fouled off. Dalton stays alive. A little bit high there, and Pennington's already thrown 18 pitches in this in one-third of an inning of work. Does have one strikeout today. Here's the 3-2 pitch with one out. From Pennington to Dalton. Fires. Allen runs inside. That is a walk. And the bases are loaded with one out for Canyon Brown. So strikeout, single, single, walk. And one of those was an infield single off of Pennington's heels. If Pennington's able to make that stop, maybe he gets the double play. But instead, Canyon Brown, who drew a walk and came around to score his last time up off of a wild pitch, draws a walk here, would make it a 7-5 lead. Hit would bring it probably more. That one's well outside, and Phillips blocks that one. Or gets past them, 1-0. Walk would bring in a run. Ground ball would be a chance for a double play for the River Riders. Here's the 1-0. Brown hits that one sky high to left field. It's going to hang in the air. Will be caught. Tagging up. Running toward home is Canaday. And the sack fly for Canyon Brown makes it a 7-5 ball game. Now 7-5 in favor of the Fly Boys on the sack fly by Canyon Brown. Cannon Brown comes through. Makes it now a 7-5 lead for the Fly Boys here off this sacrifice fly as Will Brown steps in with runners at first and second. Two away, looking to extend this lead again. Swing and a miss of that one, and actually was fouled off 0-1. Pennington's able to make that catch off the ball off his heels, maybe. That's the third. Actually, that is the third out of this inning if he makes a catch on that line shot. Or if he gets double play, Cannon Brown's even come up. That one's hit sky high, back behind the plate. Phillips will look for it, and it will go off the netting for strike two. 7-5 lead for the Fly Boys now. So they answer a run of Elizabethton for one of their own. To pull ahead by two runs again. Largest lead of the ball game. It's been nip and tuck back and forth between both of these squads. Here's the 0-2 pitch coming from Pennington to Will Brown. Trying to get out of this inning. That one just misses outside, 1-2. Waving to the outfield, the guy I think Diaz is going to be waved home by Wes Stone over at third base. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Up high, now deuces wild as Brown's bow back to a 2-2 count. If Will Brown can reach, top of the order, Miles Smith is on deck. 2-2. And from Pennington to Brown. Swing and a miss, strike three. And Max Pennington gets out of the inning, but not before a sack fly by Cannon Brown has made it a 7-5 game. Back to a two-run lead for the Fly Boys. Can their defense shut down the River Riders offense when we return? The Fly Boys broadcasting nowhere.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba.
Please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check NHTSA.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
New pitcher for the Fly Boys up 7-5, and once again called out of the bullpen is Brian Yetter, who was phenomenal against Bluefield earlier in the week. Came out of the bullpen after Riley Taylor struggled through five innings and got the win. With his team up 7-5. Here, we'll let you know about Yetter's stats on the season. A 2-3 record, but granted, he has gotten a lot better as the season's gone along. As Yetter closed the book on the Blankenship as he goes 2 1/3 of an inning. Gives up 2 hits, 1 run, walks 2, and strikes out 2. Yetter against Bluefield went 4 innings of relief. Got the win, allowed just 2 hits, and struck out 2, didn't allow a single run. That's all you ask of. In his last 4 appearances, dating back to Pulaski, that's when he said he got his confidence back. Yetter has gone 2-0, has given up 10 hits, 2 runs, and has struck out 11 As Brian Yetter getting looked at by the trainer, Maria Mueller, instantly is. Maria Mueller out to look at him. I don't know if they're seeing if there's any blood. Maybe he cut himself somehow, but looks to be fine, does Yetter. And Mueller and Coach Collins going to walk back to the dugout. So I don't know what happened there, but Yetter looks to be fine as Yetter looks to shut down this offense of the River Riders. As Marcus Sanders steps in. First pitch from Yetter is way high and it's went up. Yetter from Marist College up in Poughkeepsie, New York, out of the Metro Atlantic Athletic Conference. Especially known as the MAC. I say it like that. There's two A's. That one's high. 2-0. Not like the MAC, the Mid-American Conference, which is the home of teams like Bowling Green, Kent State, Akron, Northern Illinois, and such. Here's the 2-0 pitch from Yetter. That one breaks high again, so Yetter a little wild right now. It's 3-0. Not sure what's going on with Yetter right now. Maybe he was having some injury as quickly. It's Shane Tucker up in the bullpen. That's been quick from Yetter. 3-0 count. Trying to see what happens here to Sanders. And that one misses away, and that's a four-pitch walk. So an inauspicious start for Yetter, who, again, had played well his last few games, as we mentioned, but issues a leadoff walk to Marcus Sanders, who reaches. As Brendan Jones comes in, Jones is 2-for-4 today with 2 runs scored. Has struck out once. So Sanders over at first, and again, it's just a 2-run ball game here in the top of the 8th inning. Allen misses. That's 5 straight balls thrown by Brian Yetter. And quickly, Carson Jacobs is sprinting down to the bullpen, probably to tell Shane Tucker to speed it up a little bit. Might see Shane Tucker a lot earlier than expected if Yetter can't find the strike zone. Here's the 1-0. Also in the dirt. That's 6 straight balls from Brian Yetter. And this is, unfortunately, what Brian Yetter of the first half of the season looked like. The game of Pulaski got his confidence back, but this one, a rough outing so far. Again, it got checked on by the trainer, Maria Mueller, but it's waved off, and we got to see what Yetter does here. Try to get back into this one, 2-0. Also in there, that's 7 straight balls for Brian Yetter. He is struggling right now. Basler's on deck as Yetter has just not been able to throw a strike so far in this appearance out of the bullpen. 3-0. In the dirt. 8 straight balls from Brian Yetter. He's walked 2. And now the 2 tying runs are on 1st and 2nd. Go-ahead run stepping in. Peyton Basler is. Jacobs runs back from the bullpen, waving his hat to kind of say Shane Tucker's ready. So that might be it for Yetter already. There's already a meeting at the mound between O'Reilly and Canyon Brown. 8 balls. Back-to-back walks issued by Yetter. This one. Bottom of the ninth, Princeton up on Danville 3-1. Danville trying to make a comeback. Kings put up 7-0 at top of the ninth and 1 out away from closing that one out. Bluefield up 11-8 in the bottom of the 7-1 Pulaski. In the bottom of the 8th, Bristol looks to extend their lead up 8-5 on Johnson City. 7-5 here after back-to-back walks. 8 pitches, 8 balls for Brian Yetter. Peyton Basler may not even move if Yetter can't throw a single strike. He hasn't so far yet. First pitch is high. That's 9 straight balls from Brian Yetter. So Yetter has been very good this season as of late, but this has just been, let's be honest, y'all, this has just not been good. He has not found the strike zone yet. Pitch number 10, and he did not found it. That's 10 straight balls from Brian Yetter. Shane Tucker is working quickly in that bullpen. He has not found the strike zone yet as Yetter. 10 pitches, 10 balls. His pitch 11. That one misses just low, a little bit closer to the strike zone, but that's ball 11. And now a chance for Basler to be the 3rd straight batter to reach on 4 straight balls. Here's the 3-0 pitch from Yetter. That one gets in there for a strike. It takes him 12 pitches, and Yetter finds the strike zone. That's big for Yetter. Basler hasn't even swung a single pitch. None of these batters have swung a single pitch. Here's the 3-1 now to Yetter. That one skits him in the dirt. And regardless, that's a walk, and that's going to do it for Yetter. They're going to roll that a ball, and that's three straight walks on 13 pitches. And the bases are loaded, and that's going to do it for Yetter. I have no clue what happened for Yetter there. All of his confidence gone. And Yetter's responsible for the bases loaded, and Shane Tucker's going to come out of the bullpen to try to get out of this jam. Bases loaded, nobody out for Elizabethton. We return. Top of the eighth inning on the Fly Boys Broadcasting Network.
The way I describe it for people is my dad shot himself and the bullet hit everyone in his life. It was a week before my 30th birthday, and I had this impulse to call him, but I didn't because I thought I could call him later that week.
63 Americans a day die by gun suicide. With safe gun storage, we can give our loved ones a second chance at life. Learn more at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
After an absolutely abysmal appearance out of the bullpen by Brian Yetter, he throws 13 pitches and walks three batters, throws just one strike, and now the bases are loaded, and Shane Tucker, who has been great this season, is having to work out of a jam. He's 2-0 record, has a 13 and a third of an innings pitch. He has walked six, struck out 20, but has not given up a single run. Yetter's on the hook for all these batters as the bases are full of River Riders. The Long Island Shark comes in with just a two-run lead, looking to somehow hold the River Riders off the scoreboard. After Brian Yetter, hate to keep harking on it, but did not have a great appearance at all. Bases loaded, nobody out, and Harrison Rogers up to bat, and Tucker can ill afford to miss here. 3-for-4 today as Rogers has a triple and pair of singles, and has come around the score twice. Anything to the outfield left hanging. Shane Tucker looks to get out of this inning. Bases loaded, top of the eighth, nobody out. As Tucker gets set and fires. That one gets in there for a strike and does what Yetter couldn't do, throw a strike on the first pitch. Here's the 0-1 coming to Rogers. Get a strikeout, try to get a ground ball. You can get out of the inning. Here's the 0-1 pitch from Tucker. That one misses low, 1-1. Rogers fall about going around on that one. Rogers holds off. Bases loaded. It's a walk would bring in a run for sure. Here's the 1-1 from Tucker. Allen misses low, 2-1. So 2-1 count. So Yetter on the hook for all the base runners on. Here's the 2-1. That one gets in that first strike, 2-2. So a chance for Tucker to get a strikeout to start off his appearance. Bases loaded, nobody out. Rogers steps back in. 7-5 lead for the Fly Boys in this one. The 2-2 pitch from Tucker. Hit up the middle, goes over the head of Diaz. One run's going to score. Rounding third is another run going to score, and that is a 2-RBI single to tie the ball game by 2-RBI double by Harrison Rogers. And the game is tied. It's Brian Yetter's three walks come back to harm the Fly Boys, and Roger Smith at second base, tied ball game. That's a tough ask for any pitcher, and Tucker just left one kind of hanging on the best really hitter on this team so far today. As Rogers is a home run side of the cycle, and this game's tied at 7. Here comes Isaac Williams. Looks at that first pitch strike, 0-1. Still nobody out. Runs second, third. A sack fly would give Elizabethan the lead. Like a ground ball. Isaac Williams has an RBI ground out today. Pitch gets in there for a strike, 0-2. Tucker still is not allowed to run this season, but does have Rogers staying at second base as those runs go to Yetter. Today, as Tucker will step off and reset. Tied ball game at 7 runs apiece. 1-1. That one gets by Brown, and coming in to score is another run, and the River Riders lead it 8-7. So Yetter's three walks come back to bite the Fly Boys in the backside. Now Rogers 90 feet away from making it a two-run lead. Three runs scored by. Now, pardon me, it's 1-2. Or 2-2, pardon me, is the count. 2-2 to Williams. That one's hit high in the air. Hangs up. Going to be a tough play for Dalton. And running over to Oliverte, and they can't find it in foul territory. Second time today, miscommunication in foul territory. So defensive mistakes, the pitching woes from Brian Yetter, and just a smorgasbord of just tough, bad plays and bad luck for the Fly Boys, and it's now 8-7. So Williams will step back in with a 1-2 count. After he stays alive, after Liberte and Dalton can't find that one, foul territory. That pitch misses outside, and now 2-2. Tucker tried to get that call, but to keep off, has not called that one. All night. 2-2 pitch coming. Breaking ball is going to hit Williams. And now Tucker not looking like himself either. So don't know what's been in the water the past few days for the Fly Boys, because Yetter comes out, has an abysmal outing. And now Tucker is allowed a hit and has hit a batter. Not sure what's going on with these Fly Boy pitchers. And it's allowed the River Riders to keep on going as Brennan Orff steps in, drew a walk. His last time up. No outs. Now an 8-7 lead for the River Riders. That first pitch gets in there for a strike, 0-1. Eight to seven lead for Elizabethan in this one. Here's the 0-1 pitch from Tucker Dior. That one's fouled off, and now 0-2. Once again, Tucker still is not allowed to run, but if Rogers scores, that ends the streak of runs not allowed by Tucker. The 0-2, in there, strike three called. So there's the first strikeout for Tucker. That's the Shane Tucker we're used to seeing. And a ground ball can get out of the inning and keep it a one-run ball game. So we continue to go back and forth. Here comes Ty Peters now. Anything to the outfield will score a run and make it 9-7 as Peters steps in. Breaking ball misses low, 1-0. The three walks by Brian Yetter on 13 pitches have harmed the Fly Boys for sure. Down 8-7 now in the top of the 8. Taking off is the runner to second. That was Williams, and not even a throw by Brown as he dropped that one. So the double play taken away. Now you've seen Canyon Brown with some struggles. So just some defensive miscues. And a lot of issues by the Flyboys today have cost them some runs here. You had the error by Diaz that allowed two runs to have one run to score. And then the miscues on a pop fly. Diaz couldn't find one. Jack O'Reilly couldn't find a pop fly either. 2-0. And therefore, strike 2-1. Pardon me, 1-2. Here's the 1-2 pitch coming. Shane Tucker. Fires. Swing and a miss. Strike 3. That's back-to-back strikeouts for Shane Tucker. And now is Alex McCoy up. He is the seventh batter of the inning. Flyboys have allowed three runs in this top of the eighth inning, and now Elizabeth leads it 8-7. Tucker comes in to try to get out of this one. That one's in there for a strike, 0-1. Eight-7 lead for the River Riders here in the top of the eighth. They've scored three runs in the top of this frame, 0-1. Chopped over toward Diaz and picked up by O'Reilly. Throws it the first well offline. Throw it out to home and sliding in. That's an out. One run's going to score off the error. The run scores off the error by O'Reilly or by O'Reilly, but he guns out the runner at home. 9-7 lead now, however, for the River Riders. So River Riders drop 4 in that eighth inning. Another error, another miscue by the Flyboys allows a runner to come across home plate. We've head to the bottom of the eighth, and the Flyboy offense pick up for their defense when we return. Flyboys Broadcasting Network.
When you went car shopping, you meant business. You aced vehicle history searches and test drives. You out-salesmen to the salesman. Now you've got your wheels. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll have the info you need to get more for your future. Go to aceyourretirement.org, because when it comes to speeding past financial challenges, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Wouldn't it be great if life came with a remote control? You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Flyboys now down 9-7 after giving up 4 runs in the top of the eighth inning. And again, abysmal appearance from Yetter. Jacob Shapley, pardon me, will now pitch for the River Riders. Shapley out of RCSJ Cumberland, the teammate of Jack Liberia. As Shapley comes in, they'll face the top of the order with a 2-run cushion in this one. Shapley comes in, first pitch to Smith, is hit opposite way, will get down, and Miles Smith, a leadoff single. Something going here for the Flyboys near the bottom of the eighth inning. So again, we go back and forth in this one, 9-7 ball game. Laliberte steps in, looking for a homer here. Again, he had the 2-run blast earlier in the ball game that time. Made a 4-3 lead, but that feels like ages ago. It's been a back-and-forth one, approaching 3 hours of game time here, just past 10 o'clock. First pitch he swings at into shallow right field. Going to be a tough play, but it is caught by the second baseman, Sanders. Makes the out, and there's one away. Now Jack O'Reilly will come on. One on and one out. 9-7 lead for the River Riders in this one. O'Reilly, it's 1-for-4 today. Look to get something going after Smith's leadoff single. Tie, 1-0. Ball game. The River Riders scored 4 runs in the top of the 8th. Allen misses low for ball 1-1, I believe, or 2-0. Here's a 2-0 pitch coming from Shapley. Swing and a miss. 2-1. Good fastball from Shapley. Now he's in line for the win, I believe, as well. 2-1 hit off the end of the bat out of play, you know. 2-2. Here's a 2-2 pitch coming to O'Reilly. Breaking ball almost clips O'Reilly. It's out of the way. Here's the payoff pitch coming to O'Reilly. Now time's going to get called. O'Reilly's going to reset. So Smith over after a leadoff single at first base. 1 out. In the bottom of the 8th inning, Fly Boys down 9-7. Payoff pitch. In the dirt, O'Reilly's going to slowly walk over the first. And I don't think Smith's paying attention, because if he was, that could have been extra bases on a pass ball, really. Walk by Shapley. And Avery Collins steps back in. He struck out his last time up. And that's 2 runners on with 1 out. Down by 2 runs. Collins looks to try to tie it up with a swing of the bat in there for a strike, 0-1. 9-7 lead for the River Riders. This one. Scoring 4 runs in top of the 8th inning after Brian Yetter. Walks 3 batters in a row on 13 pitches. All 3 of those come around to score. Then another run comes to score off an error. So that's a run given up by Tucker. It's unearned as that one's chopped over to first base. Only play McCoy as is the first to get the out. Smart play by McCoy, but productive for Collins. It moves 2 base runners in the scoring position. That may have broken the bat a little bit. And they're going to look at it. And yeah, that bat's gone. That bat is broken. But Aiden Canada comes up, and he's been phenomenal. 3 hits today. Has a 2 RBI single today, so he'll look to see if he can get this one tied up with 1 swing of the bat. 2 outs. That one's outside for a ball, 1-0. 2 outs here in the bottom of the 8th inning. Fly Boys down 9-7. Zach Fly does nothing here. Just ends the inning. Here's the 1-0 from Shapley. Outside, 2-0. Diaz on deck for the Fly Boys if Canada can reach. He has been solid today. 3 for 4, 2 RBI, our run scored. Here's the 2-0 pitch to Canada. In the dirt, that's ball three. Almost got by Phillips and could have scored another run there. Smith would have been able to score. Now Phillips is going to talk to this pitcher. Only 2 games going on in the Abney League, and both are interesting. Pulaski has made that an 11-9 ball game in the bottom of the 8th against Bluefield. Princeton knocks off Danville 3-1. Kingsport, statement made. Knocks off Burlington 7-0. And then Bristol back on the winning track. They knock off Johnson City at home 8-5. 9-7 lead for Elizabethton here. That one gets in there for a strike. Now 3-1. And they will step in down. This team down 9-7. In the bottom of the 8th, 2 outs, 3-1 pitch. Up high, and that's another walk. The bases are loaded with 2 outs for Alex Diaz. So Diaz pokes one to the outfield. Maybe a chance for more runs to be scored. And 3 runs get scored here. The Flyboys retake the lead. This has been a wild one, back and forth between the River Riders and the Flyboys. Bases loaded, 2 outs. Flyboys down 9-7. This pitch from Shapley goes up to second base. Going to be a tough play. Fires the first in time, and Shapley gets out of the jam. Flyboys load the bases, but a chopper to Marcus Sanders ends the inning. And the Flyboys are unable to score. Head to the top of the 9th. Elizabethton looks to extend their 2-run lead. So we head to the 9th inning here on the Flyboys Broadcasting Network.
When you went car shopping, you meant business. You aced vehicle history searches and test drives. You out-salesmaned the salesman. Now you've got your wheels. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart savings strategies, you'll have the info you need to get more for your future. Go to aceyourretirement.org, because when it comes to speeding past financial challenges, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Wouldn't it be great if life came with a remote control? You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Shane Tucker in again for the Flyboys, looking to close this one out. He does give up a run, but it was unearned, as it was off an error. It's a 9-7 ball game here. Shane Tucker back out there. As Caden Phillips steps in, so that one gets in there for a strike. All right. I'm not going to say, that one got in there. That was a good frame job by Canyon Brown. 0-1 to Phillips is in there for a strike 0-2. This is the Shane Tucker we've expected. Again, he came in with the bases loaded after Yetter had a rough go. Now Tucker going to work, the 0-2. Well outside, 1-2. That one missed outside by a good portion. You can't see the lines on the chalk much anymore because of the wear and tear of what's been a game of 16 combined runs scored. That one in the dirt, 2-2. 16 combined runs 22 combined hits, 11 for each team, and unfortunately, three errors for the Fly Boys in this one. 2-2 pitch from Tucker, well outside, 3-2. Tucker does this a lot. He comes right at the batter's the first two pitches, and then we'll try to move around the strike zone a bit. Now let's see what he does here to Caden Phillips on a full count with nobody out. Goes away, and that one misses high. And that's a leadoff walk. That's Tucker's first walk of the day, and that's now the eighth walk of the day by the pitchers of the Greenville Flyboys. That's uncharacteristic of them, especially this bullpen has walked a total of six batters. First pitch of Sanders, though, gets in there quickly for a strike. 0-1. Sanders drew a walk, and that started that eighth inning. Swing and a miss, 0-2. Three walks on 13 pitches by Brian Yetter. Just not a great night for him after having a phenomenal stretch of four games. Here's the 0-2. That one's high, and Brown will stand up to grab that one. 1-2. Looking at it, the Fly Boys have the bat. It'll be Dalton Canyon Brown, Will Brown. Now, Will Brown's been solid today, so hope you can get some runs across. 1-2. That one misses low. 2-2. Only down by two runs right now, so you're not in a hole yet. But you can't allow any runs here to help Elizabethan pull away. That one thought I was going to be called strike three as that one missed. Jacob Kiefauer stood up, and I thought that was going to get called, but it missed outside. And ooh, that was a close one. I really thought he was standing up and get ready for an impact strike three call. Payoff pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three. No doubt about that one. And then there's one away. Shane Tucker gets his third strikeout of the ballgame. There we go with Brennan Jones again, and Jones is 2-for-4, 3 runs scored. He scored back in the eighth inning off that error by O'Reilly. Again, 3 errors today for the Fly Boys. Pitch is hit off the end of the bat. Going to be a tough play for Smith. Smith running over all the way from center field, and that one's going to go off the wall. Rounding third base is Phillips, and he's going to come in and score. 10-7 ball game. So Brendan Jones once again gets his third hit of the day, an RBI double for Jones, and it's now a 10-7 lead. And that's the first earned run given up by Shane Tucker. I thought that one was going to sneak over the wall. That would have been electric for the Elizabethan. Elizabethan has scored now 5 unanswers. That first pitch to Baszler misses for a ball 1-0. 5 unanswered for the River Riders. They're up by 3 runs now as Peyton Baszler stands in. He's hit by pitches last time out and swings and misses that one. 1-1. That's the fourth double of the year for Jones. He's 3-for-5, a 3-run score and an RBI, and looks to score his 4th run tonight if Baszler can help him out. Well outside, 2-1. Well, it was a long road trip for the Fly Boys. Don't know if that affected them in any way. They went to Bluefield on Thursday. Played 1 game there after the 2nd game was rained out, 2-1. Fouled off, 2-2. Then had to go all the way to Burlington. Got back last night about 1 o'clock in the morning, so it was a long night for sure. And a lot of travel. Again, that's the summer ball grind you hear Coach Jermaine Curtis talk about. You just got to be ready to go and can't fall apart here. 2-2. Up high, now the count runs full. I believe every single batter except for Jones, the count has run full in this inning from Tucker. Haven't seen Tucker since July 4th, about a week ago. Payoff pitch. Up high again, that's another walk. So Tucker, uncharacteristically, has walked 2 batters, has given up a pair of hits, and first time this year has given up runs and given up his first earned run of the year. So inning continues for Harrison Rogers. Up 10-7. And Rodgers today is a home run short of the cycle. If Rodgers gets one over the wall, one, it'd be a three-run homer and would make it 13-7, but also would give him a cycle. That one misses high for ball one and up. Home run gives Rodgers the cycle and would also put this game out of reach. Up 10-7 are the River Riders. That one gets in there for a strike. 1-1. 1-1, one out, as River Riders have scored five unanswered. Four at the top of the eighth and one here in the ninth so far. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Good pitch by Tucker. It's 1-2. Rogers looking for his fifth hit of the night. It's 4-for-5 with 3 runs scored and 2 RBI. Home run short of the cycle. 1-2. Misses high, and now 2-2. Tucker, this is his longest outing. He is thrown now. Got to do some quick math. 41 pitches, I believe. That doesn't sound right. 41. That was number 42. Huh? Was right. That's why you don't doubt yourself, kids. And the count runs full again. So, bullpen going to work quickly. Leave Rowan Tarbert's in there stretching, so Tucker can't get out of this jam. Payoff pitch again from Tucker. 3-2 misses low, and once again another walk by Tucker. That's his third of the night. It's been just the bullpen, which has been strong this season for the Flyboys, especially as of late, just falling apart. Yetter and Tucker have walked a combined 6 batters in just 1 1/3 of an inning of work. So the bases are loaded for Isaac Williams. First pitch, swing and strike. Tucker's gotten ahead on all these guys. He's been ahead 0-2 on a lot. Just has been unable to get the strikeout. Elizabeth looks to expand their lead. 0-1. Breaking ball almost clips Williams, but gets out of the way. 1-1. Again, don't know if it's a long travel that's just wearing down some of these pitchers. Don't know if it's maybe they've been going past their normal breaking point or what, but it's just been a weird game for the Flyboys. 2-1 now. Flyboys pitching staff just having trouble finding the strike zone. It's not been a small one either. 2-1. Ripped, and that one hits Jeremy Owens. He's going to take it like a champ. He gets up, hits his hand, holding his hand. Jack Arai's going to check on him, and then so is the trainer for the River Riders, Kobe Eckert, and that was tough for sure. Glad Owens is wearing a helmet. He tried to put his hand up, and Coach Owens looks to be okay. I was going to give him a clap there. Coach Owens took that one and takes a tip of the hat to the crowd here. Kind of laughing it off of his players. That was a ripper from Williams. My goodness, glad Owens is okay, because right in the hand. There's a 2-2 pitch. Breaking ball high in the count. Guess what? Runs full once again. As Tucker can't find the strike zone late in the count. In danger of walking in a run and making it 11-7 here on 7-11. 3-2. That's fouled off. Stay alive. The payoff pitch once again coming from Tucker to Isaac Williams. Trying to keep it a 3-run ball game after giving up the run earlier in this frame. Here's the payoff pitch. Hit by Williams, gets down, 1 run's going to score. Rounding second is going to be another run. It's a 12-7 ball game. The River Riders have scored 7 unanswered and take a 12-7 lead here in the top of the ninth inning. Again, full counts. Tucker's had the full counts. He's been able, and he's had 0-2 counts on a bunch of these guys, but just been unable to get out of the inning. Here goes Brennan Orff now after the 2 RBI single, and that one missed for a ball, 1-0. So this is the first time we've seen Tucker struggle. First time in a while we've seen Yetter struggle. It's a 1-0 count to Brennan Orff. It's been a long blast to innings. Orff hits that one to center field. Smith runs over, makes the catch. Tagging up is Rogers, and he stopped for half a second. Throwing a third in time on the line. What a play by Will Brown. Rogers stumbled, fall about for half a second. Great throw from Smith. Will Brown makes the catch, guns him out at third, and the inning ends. But three more runs put up by the River Riders. It's now a 12-7 lead. Seven unanswered for the River Riders. Fly Boys have to score five here to tie it up, push the extras, and extend the ball game. We return to the Fly Boys Broadcast Network.
Right now, our country feels divided, but there's a place where people are coming together.
I was nervous to talk to someone so different than me.
Me too.
Love Has No Labels and One Small Step are helping people with different political views, beliefs, and experiences connect through conversation, and it feels good.
This conversation gives me hope.
It gives me a lot of hope, too.
Take a step toward bringing our country and your community together. Start a conversation at lovehasnolabels.com/onesmallstep. A message from StoryCorps, Love Has No Labels, and the Ad Council.
Morning, Mama. How you feeling?
Great, and I'm ready for you today.
I'm checking in on ya. Morning meditation?
Check.
Dressed and ready to work out?
Check.
Check your blood pressure yet?
And check.
Boom! Great job, Mom. And about those gold earrings?
No, ma'am.
Now more than ever, it's important that we protect our hearts and the hearts of those we love. Monitor your blood pressure daily and help each other stay motivated. Rally your squad to take the online pledge at releasethepressure.org. Brought to you by the Release the Pressure Coalition and the Ad Council.
Well, Fly Boys got a score. Five runs in this inning to push it to the extra inning frame or score six runs to win it. After seven unanswered by Elizabethton, making some just difficult struggles by the pitching staff. Brian Yetter and Shane Tucker normally very good in the last two innings. Walk a combined six batters, give up seven runs each, with six of those being earned, and give up three hits. Three strikeouts, though, for Shane Tucker. Shamar Dalton leads off the bottom of the ninth. Fly Boys need to get some magic going here. Shapley on there for another inning of work, and first pitch strike, 0-1. Dalton, Canyon Brown, Will Brown. Here with five-run lead for Elizabethton. That one misses outside, 1-1. This has been a wild back-and-forth affair. Again, you can't hold your breath. Anything can happen in the Appy League. 1-1, swing and a miss. 1-2. So 1-2 pitch. Shapley hit high into the air. Basil's going to settle underneath it. And now Williams is going to call him off, makes the catch, and there's one away. So already one out here in the top of the ninth inning. Here comes Canyon Brown and a sack fly back in the eighth. Drew Wall came around the score back in the sixth. So Canyon Brown has been solid today, but needs to get something going. That's down to the final two outs are the Fly Boys already. Hits that one foul as Brown gets out of here. And Brown's had a solid game. Can't say anything bad about him. It's just been the defense and the just some pitching woes. Now the River Riders score seven unanswered. The 0-1 breaks down low, 1-1. These two teams will meet again tomorrow beginning at 7 o'clock. First Responder Night. I want to thank all our first responders for all the service they have done in Greenville and around. 1-1. It's up the middle off the feet of Shapley. Picked up by Basler for the first in time. Are you kidding me, Peyton Basler? Right place, right time. Little comebacker. Goes up the feet of Shapley, and they're all down to their final out are the Fly Boys. And off a great play, a little deflection. And Will Brown steps in. Will Brown, his first game back, since June 13th has been solid. 2-for-4 of a run scored. 1 strikeout. Looking to get a 2-out rally, and it had to be an impressive 1 down 5 runs. That one's called a strike, and it's an 0-1. Top of the order is on deck, and Smith, if Brown can somehow reach here. 0-1. That one's shot foul, and the Flyboys are down to their final strike. Two teams will meet again tomorrow. First responder night. First responders get in for free. Also, 2-for-1 Tuesday. But concession items, 2-for-$1. Can't make it? Be here on the Flyboys Broadcasting Network. 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three, game over. Elizabeth Befton scores 7 unanswered in the final 2 innings and knock off the Flyboys, and the Flyboys have now lost 3 in a row for the 4th time this season. Well, you know what? If you're the Flyboys, there's some good news about this. The Flyboys have never had a losing streak longer than 3 games, so maybe they're due for one? Who knows? But whenever you have pitching that just kind of falls apart late, a tough defensive night at the end of the game, you just kind of can't overcome that. But you also have to give props to Elizabeth and Brennan Jones. 3-for-5 with 4 runs scored. Harrison Rogers, 4-for-5, 3 runs scored, 2 RBIs. Isaac William, 2-for-5 with 4 RBIs tonight. That's a three-headed monster that you just can't stop sometimes. And the bats were hot for the River Riders in this one. So final score 12-7. Flyboys drop their 3rd straight. They'll be back at home tomorrow, 7 o'clock p.m. at Pioneer Park. First responder night. First responders get in for free. 2-for-1 Tuesday as well. Select concession times, 2-for-$1. But for some reason, you cannot come out to the ballpark or get your tickets at flyboysbaseball.com. Don't worry. We will be right here for you on the Flyboys Broadcast Network. Pregame show goes live at 6:45 p.m. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. Final score, Elizabethan 12, Flyboys 7. For Flyboys Broadcast Network, I'm Richard Martin. Saying so long, stay safe. Go Flyboys.